from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, this is Jack Quinlan along with Chuck Thompson welcoming you to the first game of the 1960 World Series between the New York Yankees and the Pittsburgh Pirates. On behalf of your hosts, the General Motors Corporation and the Gillette Safety Razor Company, it is a beautiful day in Pittsburgh. Sunny, blue skies, the temperature 60 degrees here just prior to the start of Game 1 of the 1960 World Series. Yes, the American League champion New York Yankees against the National League champion Pirates of Pittsburgh in the 57th annual Greatest Show on Earth, Baseball's World Series. A standing room only crowd of around 38,000 fans has gathered here at Forbes Field to witness the start of the best 4 out of 7 classic. Yankee manager Casey Stengel has named right-hander Art Dittmar to open it up for New York. Dittmar, during the season, won 15 ball games and lost 9. He is warming up down here alongside the third base foul line. Danny Murtaugh, the skipper of the Pirates, is going with his 20-game winner, right-hander Vernon Law, who is also warming up over here in front of the first base dugout. It was just 33 years ago to this day, October the 5th, that these same two teams battled for the baseball championship. And in that year, 1927, the Yankees swept through the Pirates in 4 straight, and the Yankees are favored again this year. The Yankees flew in Monday afternoon from New York, and they had a workout yesterday here in the Pirates' home ballpark. The first 2 games will be played here, and then following an open date on Friday for traveling, the scene shifts to New York's Yankee Stadium, and games 3 and 4 and 5 if necessary. If games 6 or 7 or both are needed to decide the winner this year, then following another open date for traveling, the two ball clubs will again swing back here to Forbes Field. Yes, for the Pirates, it's been a long, long time. A 33-year dry spell. But the fans here in Pennsylvania have been whooping it up all season because this 1960 Pirate crew is a team loaded with speed, loaded with defense, sharp hitting, good pitching, and that old, intangible desire. Many baseball men have said that the 1960 Pittsburgh Pirates are a team of young men who worked together, played together, and won together. As far as the Yankees are concerned, well, Casey Stengel has been through this many, many times before. He is after his 8th World Series title, and in 12 years with the Yankees, old Case has won 10 American League pennants, finished 2nd once, and finished 3rd once. In 10 previous seasons as a Major League manager, Stengel never finished out of the 2nd division, however. Since the World Series was started back in 1903, the American League has won the championship 35 times and the National League 21 times. The Yankees have won 18 World Championships out of the 24 they've battled for. The home of the Pirates, Forbes Field, is a sprawling ballpark, hemmed in by the University of Pittsburgh campus and a residential district. This is the toughest park in the major leagues for right-handed batters. It is a triple-deck affair and seats around 35,000. And like Wrigley Field in Chicago, the home of the Cubs, the outfield wall here from left field over into right center field is covered with ivy, a good background for the batters. The ballpark here was built in 1909. Since occupying Forbes Field, the Pirates have won 3 pennants in 1909, 1925, and again in 1927. They have been world champions twice, 1909 and 1925. It is 360 feet down the left field foul line to the wall. The scoreboard is in left field, and it is 25 and a half feet high. There is a huge clock on top of the scoreboard. Any ball hit out to left field that hits the clock is an automatic ground rule home run. The wall fades away in center field to 457 feet, and then swinging over into right field, it is only 300 feet down the right field foul line. However, at the foul pole in right field, there begins a high screen, 27 feet 8 inches high, which extends from the foul line all the way over in toward right center field. This is an historic old ballpark filled with many thrills, filled with some of baseball's great men at one time or another. Pye Trainer, Honus Wagner, Fred Clark, and Paul Wehner, they called Forbes Field their home for many, many years. The park was built in only 4 months, and this is the 2nd oldest major league ballpark in the country, with only Connie Mack Stadium, the old Shive Park in Philadelphia, being older. Shive Park was opened in April of 1909, and this, Forbes Field, in June of the same year. The 1960 Pirates are a good hitting team, although not a power team. They compiled a team batting average during the season of 276, the best in the major leagues. But their home run production was 6th best in the National League. Forbes Field, however, has always had one of the lowest home run productions of any major league park. And it now has the deepest center field in the league. Only Yankee Stadium's 461-foot center field is deeper than Forbes Field. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of the game without the express consent of the commissioner is prohibited. Now, let's take a look at the starting lineups for Game 1 of the 1960 series. For the visiting New York Yankees, the champions of the American League, Tony Kubek will lead off and play shortstop. Hector Lopez in left field, batting in the number 2 spot. Roger Maris, the RBI king in the American League, will play right field, and he'll bat in the number 3 position. Mickey Mantle in center field, batting cleanup. Mantle led the American League in home runs with 40. Bill Scourin will play first base and bat fifth. Yogi Berra will do the catching. Cletus Poyer at third base. Bobby Richardson at second. And on the mound for the Yankees, right-hander Art Dittmar. He has won 15 and lost 9 during the season for the American League champs. For the Pirates, Bill Burton will lead off and play center field. Captain Dick Groat will be at shortstop and will bat in the number 2 spot. Bob Skinner will be in left field and hit third. Dick Stewart at first base, batting cleanup. Roberto Clemente in right field, hitting fifth. Smokey Burgess will do the catching and bat in the number 6 slot. Don Hope at third base. Bill Mazeroski at second base. And on the mound, Vernon Law, 30-year-old right-hander from Idaho, who won 20 and lost 9. He was one of several pitchers in the National League who was able to win 20 or more ball games during the course of the 1960 season. The American League did not have a 20-game winner. So going for the Pirates today are several things. Desire, team spirit, revenge, of course, for 1927 when they were swept through by the Yankees 4 in a row. They have good hitting as a ball club, steady pitching. In the bullpen, they have one of the outstanding relief artists in all of baseball, little Elroy Face. They have overall team speed, defense, and they have a hometown crowd, of course, this afternoon. And going for the Yankees are several things also. An American League pennant, which they're used to. They have great spirit. They have experience, World Series experience, tremendous power, and they have momentum. This New York Yankee ball club just finished the American League campaign by winning their last 15 ball games in a row. Many of them come from behind victories. They have confidence in themselves, confidence gained in these last final weeks of the season when they were able to sweep aside Baltimore and also leave the defending American League champion Chicago White Sox far behind. This World Series beginning today will be old stuff to fellas like Stengel, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Moose Scourin, Tony Kubek, Elston Howard, Whitey Ford, Art Dittmar, Bob Turley, and Bobby Shantz. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're just getting set for our national anthem. It will be sung by Billy Eckstein, a Pittsburgh native, and the University of Pittsburgh band.
Through the perilous fly, o'er the red
anthem sung by Billy Eckstein, accompanied by the University of Pittsburgh Marching Band. The first game of the 1960 World Series is being brought to you from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.
Hurry on down to your so honey, and get yourself a great big deal. You'll find out you can save some money on paper made big deal. Like a 3 month, 3 old man alive was $2.49, not $1.95. So hurry on down to your so honey, get yourself a deal, a great big deal, a great big paper made big deal.
It's Papermate's Big Deal. The Papermate Capri Mark III pen, regularly $2.49, is now just $1.95. Yes, the Capri Mark III, the pen that positively won't skip, even writes over butter, is now yours at the big deal price of only $1.95. And your Papermate is unconditionally guaranteed. If it doesn't perform, we'll replace it. So get a big deal. Get a Papermate Capri Mark III. Was $2.49, now just $1.95.
So won't you hurry on down to your store, honey? Catch yourself a deal, a great big deal, a great big paper mache, big deal.
Governor David Lawrence of Pennsylvania has just thrown out the first ball. Governor Lawrence, the former mayor of Pittsburgh, a former ballplayer himself and a rabid Pirate fan, and the Fighting Bucks have just taken the field. And now I'm going to bring in my partner on the play-by-play here in Pittsburgh, the voice of the Washington Senators of the American League, Chuck Thompson.
Thank you very much, Jack Quinlan. Good afternoon, everyone. We are ready for the 1960 Fall Classic. Kubek will be the leadoff hitter for the New York Yankees. He will be followed by Hector Lopez and then Roger Maris in that order. On the mound for the Pittsburgh Pirates will be Vernon Law, who has, as Jack mentioned, a record of 20 wins and 9 defeats through the 60 campaign. The weatherman has cooperated here in Pittsburgh with some of the finest possible weather. And the temperature of 60 degrees about an hour before game time, I believe, will increase and get up into the middle and upper 60s as we move along. And now let's set the Pittsburgh Pirates defensively for you. Around the Pirate infield at third base, Don Hope. The shortstop is Dick Grope. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. And the first baseman will be Dick Stewart. Out in left field for the Pirates, Bob Skinner. The center fielder is Bill Verdon. And the right fielder is Roberto Clemente. Behind the plate this afternoon will be Smokey Burgess. And on the mound, it's Vernon Law. The umpires at the plate, Dusty Vargas of the National League. At first base, John Stevens of the American League. Second base, Bill Jakowski of the National League. At third base, Nestor Shylock of the American League. We are all ready to go into the wind. First pitch of the ball game is taken for a strike called by Kubek, leadoff hitter, and the 1960 series is underway. Stan Landis of the National League will umpire down the left field line, and Jim Honacek of the American League is down the right field line. And now the one strike pitch coming to left-hand batting Kubek, a check swing taken outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Kubek, and the series is underway. Now Vernon Law into the move, and the 1-1 offering is a beautiful curve swung out and missed, and the count to Kubek, one ball and two strikes. For the Yankees, coaching at third base is Frankie Crosetti. And at first base, Ralph Houk. One ball, two strikes, a count to Kubek. And Vernon Law in the move delivers. Ground ball hit off the third base side, hits the bag, pops up in the air. Houk grabs and then drops the ball, and Kubek is safe at first base. The official scorer has ruled a base hit, a sharply hit ground ball down third base way, hit the third base bag, popped up into the air. Houk made the grab and then dropped the ball. And Kubek is safe at first base on the first hit of the series. A ground single off the bag at third. Now right-hand batting, Hector Lopez steps in for the New York Yankees. Lopez on the year for the Yankees, hit .284. Lopez, a right-hand hitter out of a pronounced close stance. So Law now working out of the stretch with a quick look, checks on Kubek's lead at first base, delivers to Lopez, he bunts and misses strike one. Stewart, the Pirate first baseman, of course, is tight to the bag with the runner Kubek. Don Hoke is playing a very shallow at third, right up alongside the bag and breaking in on the pitch. One strike to right-hand batting Hector Lopez, none out, Kubek at first. Vernon Law, the Pirate right-hander, now straddles the rubber. And Kubek checks back to the bag at first. Now the big 6'2" right-hander delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two to Lopez. Low Lopez hits out of a pronounced crouch, and he seems to crowd in over the plate quite a little bit, and will on occasion take that ball to the opposite field, meaning off into the right field area. However, right fielder Roberto Clemente of the Pirates gives Lopez all of the room he needs down the right field line. Pitch to Lopez is outside low. And the count of ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes to Hector Lopez. Yankee left fielder Kubak leading first base, none out. The pitch is low and away, and a good save by Pirate catcher Smokey Burgess. And the count now is even to two balls and two strikes. Crouching in the on-deck ring off to one side is the Yankee right fielder Roger Maris, who led the American League in runs batted in with 112 and lost his home run championship to his teammate Mickey Mantle in the final Senators series of the year when Mantle hit a couple of them and went out in front. One ball, two balls, two strikes now. The count to Lopez. Kubek off to his lead at first, and there's a quick throw to first, but Kubek checks in ahead of the throw. Now the 2-2 again to Lopez. It's outside, and we've got a full count now. 3-2 to Hector Lopez. Kubek opened the ball game with a ground ball down third base way, hit the bag at third, popped up into the air. Hope couldn't handle it, and Kubek legged it out to the infield hit. Now the 3-2, there goes Kubek, swung on and fouled away back among the spectators. And Kubek returns to first, and the count rides on 3-2 to Hector Lopez. Vernon Law into the set. He checks Kubek. There he goes. And the pitch is swung on. Ground ball right to the second base, Mazeroski. He tags Lopez. Now throws to first. In time for the double play. Lopez hit the ground ball right to Mazeroski. He made the pickup and then made the tag of Kubek coming in towards second base and flipped his throw to Stewart at first in plenty of time to double Lopez. So there are now two down in the Yankee half of the first inning. None on, and the batter will be Roger Maris. Maris hit .283 for the Yankees this year. Law delivers high and outside to this left-handed batter. Ball one. Vernon Law started 35 times for the Pirates this year, completed 18 of those starts, delivers, and here's a strike. Maris seemed to be trying to check the swing and could not hold back on it. Went right on around. So it's now one ball and one strike to Roger Maris. And the 1-1 coming down. Swinging a high fly ball. Hit deep into right field. This one ought to do it. It's going to be a home run for Roger Maris of the New York Yankees. And the Yanks go out in front by a score of 1-0. Roger Maris hit a towering high fly ball into the upper deck at Forbes Field for his first series home run, and the Yankees now are out in front by a score of 1-0, a two down in the top half of the first inning, and here is Mickey Mantle, who led the American League in home runs with 40. He knocked in 94. Swing and a miss, strike one. And the one-strike pitch to Mantle, cut on, fly ball, hit out into center field, coming in on the ball to center fielder Verdon, left fielder Skinner, and it'll be Verdon who makes the grab for the final out. And in the Yankee half of the first inning, put down one run on two Yankee base hits. There were no Pirate errors, and none are left out on the score. At the end of the first half inning of play, it's the Yankees 1 and the Pirates nothing. Well, look at those bleachers hooping it up, Jack. Some of those guys and gals were in line for tickets at 12 o'clock last night. That's enthusiasm for you, the kind of enthusiasm that fans have for that Gillette Super Blue Blade. Now, you fans must have heard men talk about it, and you should see some of the thousands of letters fans have written Gillette. In one way or another, they tell us this Gillette Super Blue Blade has given them a new shaving sensation. Shave so clean and easy, so fast and refreshing, so wonderfully comfortable, they wonder how it's possible. A sensational new process developed by Gillette gives the super blue blade edges so smooth and sharp. Why, it's almost like there's no blade in the razor. Now's the time to see for yourself. Stores everywhere are featuring the Gillette World Series Special, a dispenser of Super Blue Blades, Gillette Super Speed Razor, and modern travel case for only 89 cents. The supply is limited, so get yours soon. We pause now 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY, 810 on your dial, and WGFM, Schenectady.
The Pittsburgh Pirates come on against Art Dittmar in the last half of the first inning. Bill Burden, Dick Stewart, and Bob Skinner in that order. Burden, a left-hand hitting center fielder who for the Pirates batted .264 this year. Dittmar throws too high for a ball. Around the Yankee infield, Cletus Boyer at third base, Tony Kubek at shortstop, Bobby Richardson at second base, and the first baseman is Bill Skowron. And the 1-0 pitch to the left-hand batting Burden is outside high for a ball two. 2-0 now. In the Yankee outfield, Hector Lopez in left field, Mickey Mantle in center field, and the right fielder is Roger Maris. Yogi Berra down there behind the plate. And we're all ready to go now. 2-0 pitch to Verdon is cut on. Ground ball is fouled outside of first. And the count to Verdon will be 2-1. Roger Maris has given the Yankees an early 1-0 lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates with a towering home run to the upper deck at Forbes Field. And the 2-1 pitch now to Verdon is high and away. And the count is 3-1. And the Pittsburgh fans here at Forbes Field warm to the task a little bit. They've had a rallying cry in this great old city that has really caught on. And everywhere you go, you see it and hear it. Beat 'em Bucks. Ball four is up high to Bill Verdon. And Art Dittmar has issued the first walk to center fielder Bill Verdon. That'll bring on the National League's leading hitter, Dick Grote. Grote was hit on the left wrist by Lou Burdett back on September the 6th. It was extremely doubtful whether he would be able to return to the lineup in time. And Norm Larker, who was out in front, kept sliding along. And Larker and Grote had an all-out battle for the batting championship in the National League. And I'm sure baseball players everywhere admire extremely the manner in which Grote came back into the lineup in the last couple of days of the year and won that batting title. Hitting .325. All ready to go now. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand batting Grote. Burden goes with the pitch. It's taken inside for the ball. The throw to second base is out into center field. Burden moves right around by second, headed for third, and he is in without a throw. Bill Burden broke with a pitch. It was taken inside for a ball. Berra cut loose with a throw. Kubek and Richardson converging on the bag. Neither got there. It went right on through to center field. And Verdon has gone all the way to third base. We will wait for the official scorer's verdict. But now Verdon is at third with Dick Grote the batter. And the count 1-0. Swings and a fly ball to hit down the right field line. It may drop in. It does. It's into the right field corner for the base hit. And Verdon is going to score the tying run. And on his way to second goes Grote. He is safe at second. Rocking, and here is Casey Stengel on his way to the mound where Yogi Berra is talking to Art Dittmar. Meantime, in the Yankee bullpen, right-handed Jim Coates is warming. Stengel is on the mound talking to Dittmar. After the steal at second by Verdon, and he advanced to third on the error, Dick Grote hit a line drive down the right field line into the deep right field corner. It scored Verdon from third with a tying run, and Grote legged into second with a stand-up double. That brought on the conference. between Vera, Casey Stengel, and Art Dittmar. In the Yankee bullpen down the left field line, Jim Coates is warming. And stepping in now for the Pirates is the left-hand batting left fielder, Bob Skinner. With none out, one run in, tie ball game, Yankees 1, Pirates 1. And Skinner, who at 273, waits the first pitch from Dittmar. Swing and a miss, strike one. And the one-strike pitch to Skinner. He swings and gets a piece of this one, fouls it in the dirt at the plate. And the count now, two strikes to Big Bob. Well, it didn't take very long for the action to take charge here in the 1960 World Series. We jumped right into the middle of it in the first inning. And now the two-strike pitch to Skinner is low and away, and the left-hand batter takes ball one. One ball, two strikes. On the scoring of that play, Burden is credited with a steal of second base, and Vera is charged with a throwing error, I believe. We are waiting for official confirmation. Pitch coming down. Swing, ground ball. Hit back through a little hard to his right. Richardson, it's on through the center for the base hit. Grove is around third. He is going to score, and the Pirates lead 2-1. With a count of ball and two strikes, Skinner hit a bouncing ground ball by the pitcher. Going to his right, Richardson, the second baseman, could not get to the ball. It bounced on through to center field. Grote came freewheeling around to score. And it's now Pittsburgh 2 and the New York Yankees 1. And the last half of the first inning with none out. And the batter is Dick Stewart, who is the tall, rangy, right-hand swinging Pirate first baseman who has hit perhaps some of the longest blasts of anyone in the National League. He lays claim to the fact that he is the only man to hit a home run straight away over the center field wall here at Forbes Field. He hit 260 for the Pirates. Swings a line drive to right field. Maris waiting, coming in, and Maris is there to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Stewart lined out to the right fielder, Roger Maris. And a great hand goes up for Roberto Clemente, who hit 314 for the Bucks this season and knocked in 94 runs. Roberto is the kind of a fellow that baseball people refer to as a complete ball player. He runs well, he throws well, he hits well and fields well. First pitch, there goes the runner. The pitch is taken over for the inside corner for a strike. The throw goes into almost to the center field before Kubek can grab it, and Skinner is safe in second. Well, the Pirates have come on with a rush in the bottom of the first inning. They are running. They are hustling. And Skinner is into second base with a stolen base. The pitch to Clemente is swung on, a foul ball in the dirt at the plate. And the count now two strikes. Vera's throw to second base was high beyond Richardson, but backing the play was shortstop Kubek, and he prevented the throw from going through to center field. One out in the inning, and the Pirates lead by a score of 2-1. Now Dittmar, the Yankee right-hander, throws a pitch that's fouled away back on the screen. And the count continues two strikes to Roberto Clemente. And the two-strike pitch, Dittmar delivers. It's too low on the ball. Jim Coates still throwing for New York in their bullpen down left field. Burden opened the inning with a walk. Stole second, took third on the throwing error charge to Vera. Scored when Grote doubled to right field. Skinner then singled to center field and Grote scored. And it's Pirates 2, Yankees 1. Pitch coming down is outside high. And the count now 2-2 to Clemente. Roger Maris got the Yankees off to a flying start with a two-out home run in the top half of the first inning. And the Pirates came right back to take away that lead. And now lead 2-1 over New York here in the bottom of the first. Bob Skinner, the runner at second base with one out. And the 2-2 is swung on a ground ball back through the middle. And it's going to be into center field for the base hit. Skinner around third. He will score. Clementi bangs a ground single to center field to score. Bob Skinner with the third Pirate run here in the last half of the first inning, and that hit has knocked Dittmar out of the ball game. Stengel has gone to the mound and is now signing to the bullpen for the right-hander Coates. It means that Dittmar this afternoon pitches one-third of an inning. He faced five men. He allowed a total of three Pittsburgh base hits. He gave up one walk, did not strike out a batter, and is charged with the three Pirate runs. And of course, Clementi, the Pirate runner at first, is also the responsibility of the departing Art Dittmar. Coming on now will be Jim Coates. In the regular season, Coates for the New York Yankees had a splendid record of 13 wins and 3 defeats. Pitched in a total of 35 games, Jim Coates started 18 ball games for Casey Stengel. So Coates will come on in the Pirate half of the first inning to see if he can stem the tide. And will first pitch to Smokey Burgess. Well, the number of qualified students seeking higher education increases every year. Help America's colleges meet our future needs. Support the college of your choice. For further information, write to Higher Education, Box 36, Times Square Station, New York 36, New York. Jim Coates, the Yankee right-hander, now on for Stengel, won his first nine games this year, and he was one of the prime factors in the Yankees' strong early showing. He, however, in the early part of the year, gave up quite a few runs, but at that time the Yankees were scoring quite a few runs. And it would explain, of course, the earned run average for this young right-hander, 4.20. Jim Coates. Now pitching for New York. And Smokey Burgess, who batted .294 for the Pirates this season, steps in. One out. Score, Pirates 3, Yankees 1. And a quick throw to first, but back in time is Clementi. Now the tall, slender right-hander Coates sends some throws inside to the left-hand batting Burgess. At the count, one ball and no strikes. The Yankees have left-handed Bobby Shantz now loosening up in the left field bullpen. Shantz. Now the 1-0 pitch to left-hand batting Burgess. Clementi at first. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a ground ball off the first base side. Richardson, the second baseman, has. Goes to second for one. Now back to first. Not in time for the double play. Richardson to Kubek, and they force Clementi coming in at second base for the second out of the inning. The return throw to first base, not in time. So there are two outs. And the batter now will be Don Hope, right-hand batting, Pittsburgh third baseman, who for the Pirates this year batted .282. Coates' first offering is swung on and missed, strike one, and Don Hope gave that one a big rip. Incidentally, Hope did not participate in the Pirate infield drill this afternoon. His place at third base was taken by Schofield. Now the one-strike pitch to the right-hand batting Hulk. Breaking ball hits the outside corner, and the plate umpire Baca says strike two. The 1960 series getting underway with a rush at Forbes Field here in Pittsburgh. All ready to go now. Two-strike pitch to Hulk. Outside in the ball. One and two. Now, reliever Jim Coates looks down to barrel for the sign, into the big stretch. Quick check of Forrest Burgess at first base. Throws way up high, and the count now is 2-2 to Don Hope. Smokey walking out to as much of a lead as he needs. Scarron, of course, playing tight to the bag over that way. Now your 2-2 offering coming down to Don Hope to look in for the sign by Coates. Into the move now. Burgess out to his lead, the set. And the 2-2 to Hope. Outside, ball three. 3-2 to Don Hope. Warm, brilliant sunshine pouring down in Pittsburgh this afternoon. And the Pirates out to a quick start against the New York Yankees. Pittsburgh 3, Yankees 1 in the last half of the first inning, 2 down. Burgess at first in the 3-2 pitch now coming to Hope. Swing and a foul out of play. So the count continues 3-2. We have been told to expect, insofar as Pittsburgh is concerned, a lot of action in that they are not a power ball club. They will hit and run, they steal, and they're moving. And we've seen it here in the last half of this first inning. Now Colts are ready to go with a 3-2 pitch to Don Hope. Burgess at first. The set on the pitch. Ground ball sharply hit toward the shortstop Kubek. He's got, makes a throw to first, and that's the final out. Well, the Pirates grabbed three big runs in the last half of the first inning. On the same number of base hits, 3. The Yankees commit an error, and the Pirates leave a man on. And the score at the end of the first inning of play, it's Pittsburgh 3, and the Yankees 1. Well, before they got onto that 15-game winning streak, the Yankees had quite a time copping the pennant this year, and the team that gave them the most trouble was Washington, with its great batters, Allison and Killebrew. Great guys, these, and both Gillette fans. They rate that remarkable new Gillette adjustable razor way out there, way out. With this razor, you dial the blade setting that's exactly right for your skin and beard. Bob uses a higher setting for his tougher, heavier beard, while Harmon picks a lower number for his lighter beard and tender skin. There are 9 different choices of edge exposure and angle. When you buy your Gillette adjustable, you get a supply of those wonderful, clean-shaving Gillette Super Blue blades. With this blade, you hardly know you're shaving. Here's speed and comfort you've never known before. The Gillette adjustable set costs $1.95, or get Super Blues in dispenses of 10 for 69 cents, 15 for a dollar. Top of the second inning, Berra leads off, and the first offering from Vernon Law is down low for a ball. Yogi Berra looks at the next offering, a breaking ball that fails to come in there, and the count now, 2 balls and no strikes. Vernon Law, one of the outstanding control pitchers in baseball in 271 and two-third innings this year, Vernon Law allowed but 41 walks, 2-0 to Berra, strike. 2 balls, 1 strike. And the two earned a bear has swung on and fouled out of play. So the count to Yogi now, 2-2. Yogi Berra has found World Series play very, very profitable. He's been in 10, and of course, swings at a line drive base hit. It's on through to center field. Bill Verdon coming in to make the play, and Berra is on with the Yankees' third hit of the afternoon, a single to center field. The batter now will be Bill Skowron. Here is Bill Skowron on the year for the Yankees. He hit 309. Powerfully built, right-handed batter, and Vernon Law throws a pitch that is fouled back on the screen behind the plate. One strike to Skowron. Yogi Berra, of course, on at first base following the single to center field, is the possessor of many World Series records. Skowron swings soft line drive over the head of the second baseman on through to right field. Base hit for Bill Skowron. Down to second and holding is Yogi Berra. Back-to-back singles, and the Yankees have runners at first and second now with none out here in the top of the second inning. And now it looks as though we are going to get a Yankee pinch hitter.
Your attention, please.
For Cletus Boyer. Dale Long is coming on as a pinch hitter now. For Cletus Boyer. Dale Long in 26 games with the Yankees this year. Hit a resounding 366. And, of course, this man played a good little bit of his baseball for the Pittsburgh Pirates. In the National League, hit 8 home runs in 8 consecutive games. He also has more home runs than any other left-handed batting Pittsburgh Pirate first baseman. 27 of them he hit over here when he was with the Buccos. And now here's Long, waiting the first one. Swing and a miss. Strike one. And he gave it the big rip. Berra, the runner, is second base. Skowron is on at first base. And Vernon Law now checks the runner at second, throws. He's up high to Dale Long and a ball. 1-1. In typical series fashion, Stengel has made his moves early in the ball game. He has relieved his start at Ditmar with Jim Coates and now is using pinch hitter Dale Long. Yankee runners at first and second, swung on, high fly ball out of the right field. Clemente waiting out there, setting up, now begins to come in under the ball, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And rifle the throw to second base, incidentally, but Berra was standing on the bat. As a pinch hitter, Dale Long flies out to the right fielder, Clemente. One out, and the Yankee batter will be Bobby Richardson. Bobby hit 252 for the Yankees this year.
Bob Richardson.
Smokey Burgess has gone up to the mound to have a quick talk with Vernon Law. Captain Dick Grote also joined in on the conversation. Yankee runners holding first and second base with one out now in this top half of the second inning. And the Pirates lead the ball game by a score of 3-1. Law ready to go now. The pitch to Richardson. Swing and a line drive into the left field. Coming out is Bob Skinner. He's there to make the grab. And Berra has to dive back, and he didn't make it at second. A double play. Richardson lines to Skinner in left, who fired into second base in time to double off Yogi Berra. And so, at the end of an inning and a half, the score, the Pittsburgh Pirates 3, the New York Yankees 1.
For the cool, refreshing lips you crave, try a Gillette Foamy Shave. Shaven cool and shaven wet. Beat any kind of shaven yet. Shave Gillette.
When you're bushed, there's nothing like a Gillette Foamy Shave to pick you up. Rich, full-bodied foamy holds oceans of moisture against your beard the whole shave through. Man, there's comfort. You look clean, feel clean. No wonder it's the nation's fastest-growing instant lather. And Gillette's K34 antiseptic destroys harmful bacteria. Try foamy, 79 cents. Or the giant economy size, 98 cents. Like menthol, we've got that too. Take your pick. We pause now 30 seconds for station identification.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label. With the yellow label.
The famous World Series demands a famous name in Vichy. Genuine Saratoga Vichy, the world's greatest mixer. Extra lively, extra dry. Saratoga Vichy always tastes best. Be sure to ask for it by name. Saratoga Vichy.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
WGY 810 on your dial and WGFM Schenectady.
As we move along in the last half of the second inning, with the Pittsburgh Pirates leading the New York Yankees 3-1. In a game that's gotten off at a tremendous pace. The one strike pitch to Mazeroski is cut out and missed for strike two. They'll hit 273. For Pittsburgh this season. The double play that closed out the Yankee half of the second inning. A line drive hit by Richardson, caught by Skinner, the left fielder, thrown to second baseman Mazeroski in time to double off Berra diving back. Here's a ball up high now to Mazeroski. At third base for the New York Yankees, Gil MacDougall. Now replaces a Boyer who went out for pinch hitter Dale Long. Swing and a miss, and Mazeroski goes down. One out in the Pirate half of the second inning, and here is pitcher Vernon Law. Now, due to the pinch hitting of Dale Long for the Yankees, your Yankee infield now has MacDougall at third and Kubek short, Richardson second, and Scourin at first. Cleet Boyer out for pinch hitter Dale Long, and Gil MacDougall now plays third. One out in the Pirate half of the second inning, and here is pitcher Vernon Law. As a hitter this year for Pittsburgh, he batted 181. Swings, hits a ground ball down third base way, fielded by MacDougall. The long throw to first in plenty of time to get Law, and that's the second out of the inning. Two out and none on. Leadoff hitter Bill Verdon faces Jim Coates, who relieved Art Dittmar. Ball is outside low to Bill Verdon. Dittmar was unable to survive the first inning this afternoon at Forbes Field. Coates came on to stop the Pirates. And now the 1-0 pitch to left-hand batting Verdon. Swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1 now. And a ball now, high and outside to Bill Verdon. Following Verdon's walk in the first inning, he stole second base, and on Berra's throwing error, went right on around to third. Dick Grove followed with a double to right field, and the Pirates tied the game. And then went on from there in the bottom of the first to take over a 3-1 lead. The lone Yankee run coming on Roger Maris's home run. Foul ball in the dirt behind the plate. 2-2 now to Verdon.
The runs scored off Dittmar were the first of him in World Series play. He had 9 2/3.
And the 2-2 offering now to Bill Verdon. Coach delivers and struck him out. A swing and a miss as Verdon goes down. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score now at the end of two complete. The Pirates, 3, and the Yankees, 1. Well, Roger Maris got the Yankees off to an early lead with a home run. He hit 39 for the Yankees this year, and some say he swings a lot like the Dodgers' Duke Snyder. You know, the Duke played in his first World Series game back in 1947. He was a Gillette fan then, and listen to what he has to say now. I never knew what shaving comfort was really like until I tried that Super Blue Blade. Man, what a difference. You can expect something wonderful, an entirely new feeling the first time you try the Gillette Super Blue Blade. That's because the Super Blue Blade has edges produced by a new and exclusive process. They shave you so smooth, so clean, I have no doubt you two will say there's never been anything like them before. So how about trying them with this special offer? At your local store right now, you get a supply of Super Blue Blades, a Gillette Super Speed Razor, and handy travel case, all for the low, low 89 cents. Super Blue Blades also come in dispensers of 10 for 69 cents or 15 for a dollar. Yankees coming to bat. In the top of the third with their pitcher, Jim Coates. Well, today's highways are more crowded than ever, and careless driving claims a life every 14 minutes. Drive carefully and uphold the enforcement of traffic laws in your state or district. Where traffic laws are enforced, deaths go down. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Here is Jim Coates to lead off for the Yankees in the top of the third. Vernon Law deals, strike call right over the outside corner above the knees. And the one strike offering is swung on and missed. Strike two. Well, the folks at Forbes Field seem now to be sitting back just a little bit more after that most explosive first inning. Two-strike pitch to Colts, right-handed batter, is a sweeping breaking pitch low and outside. And the count now, a ball and two strikes. Now Law delivers, swing and a miss, strike three. So Coates is a strikeout victim. And that's the first strikeout recorded this afternoon by Vernon Law. One out in the Yankee half of the third inning. And here now is leadoff batter Tony Kubek, who got the ball game started on a ground ball down third that hit the bag at third and popped up into the air, and Hoke was unable to make the play. The ruling was a base hit. And now Law delivers, swing and a foul ball out of play, strike one to Kubek. Here's a bunt attempt, and the ball is fouled in the dirt at the plate. Strike two now to Kubek. The 1960 World Series underway, with the Pirates leading the Yankees 3-1 in the Yankee half of the third. The pitch is unintentionally hit foul off the third base side. It looked like Kubek tried to check up on the swing and turn off the pitch, but the ball hit the bat and trickled foul. Two strikes to Kubek. One out, none on. Swinging a line foul into the box seats down the first base side. And as so often happens around the old ballpark, the fellow who sticks his hand up in front of that line drive foul usually winds up with nothing more than a sore hand, and somebody else has the souvenir baseball. Two strikes to Kubek. Vernon Law throws, swinging a ground ball, hit right back toward the mound, and a big hot grab by Law, thrown to first just in time to get Kubek. That was almost what you could call a Baltimore chop. It took a little bit of a short hop out in front of the plate, and then went up in the air, much in the manner of a pop fly. Law could do nothing but wait for it to come down, and then make the quick throw to first to retire Kubek. Two out, and here is Hector Lopez. Lopez, in the first inning, grounded into a snappy double play. Mazeroski to Stewart. Strike call now to Lopez. With Kubek at first base in the first inning, Lopez hit the ground ball to the second baseman, Mazeroski, who made the tag of Kubek coming down and then threw Lopez out. And the one-strike pitch, swing and a high pump-up down the first base side. Dick Stewart is drifting back in foul territory near the box seat railing, leans in, but he can't get it. It's back in about three or four rows. Two strikes to Hector Lopez. Yankees batting in the top half of the third inning. The score, the Pirates 3 and the Yankees 1. And the two-strike pitch to Lopez, swinging another foul ball down the right field side out of play. Now Vernon Law into the move, delivers to Lopez, just inside, and the count will be 1-2. And the 1-2 to Lopez, he swings a ground ball up the third base side of the mound, fielded by pitcher Law, he recovers, throws to first in time to get Lopez. 3-3 go the Yankees. No runs, no hits, no errors, but left score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. The Pirates 3 and the Yankees 1. Have you heard about it, you men who use deodorants? Gillette announces a brand new deodorant made especially for men. It's called Right Guard, and it's different. It's a power spray. Just touch the nozzle, and in 2 seconds, you have 24-hour protection. Right Guard sprays with a power a man needs. Its fine aerosol mist gets right through to where the odor begins, stops it right there, and checks perspiration. There's no stickiness like old-fashioned creams, no dripping like hit-and-miss squeeze bottle sprays, no gummy roll-on feeling. Right Guard dries on contact and leaves you feeling fresh, cool, and clean. Try Right Guard today. Get Right Guard, the power spray deodorant. It costs only 89 cents. Look for the bright copper-colored can at a store near you. Dick Crote will be the leadoff batter for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the last half of the third inning. It was Grote whose double to right field knocked in the then tying Pittsburgh run. It followed a steal of second by Burden, and Burden took third on Berra's throwing error, and then Grote doubled to right. Well, here is Grote facing Jim Coates now. Right-hand batting and right-hand pitching. Coates, the Yankee right-hander, into the move and delivers. Strike. He ripped the fastball through on Grote. And the 1-strike pitch to Dick Grote. Swung on, line drive, base hit. On through to center field. And Grote is 2-for-2. For the Pirates this afternoon, it will be their 4th base hit. They have now had 3 singles and a double. This would be the first Pirate hit against Jim Coates. Bob Skinner, the batter now. Skinner, in the first inning, followed Grote's double with a single to center and drove in the second run. Coates into the big stretch now, sets and throws. Skinner takes high for a ball. Skinner is a left-handed swinger in the style of Mickey Vernon. A smooth, swinging left fielder. Quick throw to first, but standing on the bag over there is Dick Grote. Coates felt perhaps he might catch Grote going the wrong way. Now Grote steps out to his lead, beset by Coates. And now Coates straddles the rubber, and Grote checks back in at first. Skinner steps out of the box. Now the 1-0 pitch coming from Coates to Bob Skinner. It's too low for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes to Skinner. McDougal crowding in down the third baseline for the Yankees as Coates goes to the big stretch. He sets now, 2-0 to Skinner. Strikes is played on by Dusty Vargas. 2-1 now. This ball game got off at a tremendous pace at Forbes Field this afternoon, with Maris putting the Yankees in front with a 2-out home run in the first inning. Now your 2-1 pitch to left-hand batting Bob Skinner. It's inside to the southpaw hitter, and the count now is 3-1. Coates with a breaking ball that darted low and inside to Skinner. Pirates batting in the last half of the third. None out. Grote the runner at first base, and the Pirates are in front of the Yankees by a score of 3-1. And that's the count right now to Skinner. Three balls, one strike. Coates all ready to go now. He sets, kicks and deals. Swinging a line drive into center field. Mantle started in, now stops, and he's there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Skinner hit that one right on the nose, but right smack at Mantle, who started in and then suddenly checked himself and made the grab about chest high. One out. Grove holding first, and the batter now is Dick Stewart, the Pirate first baseman, who hit the ball hard in the first inning, hit a line drive to the waiting Yankee right fielder, Roger Maris. And now he faces Jim Coates for the first time this afternoon. Coates relieved Dittmar in the first inning. Pitch to Stewart, swings and fouls it out of play into the upper deck behind the plate. Of course, those moans and groans you hear follow the progress of that baseball as it bounces from one fan to another. Now the one-strike pitch to the right-hand batting Dick Stewart. Groat at first is high, and Barra faked a throw toward first. And you see the response brought on by the Pittsburgh fans. And, of course, here at Forbes Field, this would largely be a Pirate crowd. One ball, one strike to Stewart. One out. Groat walks out to his lead, the set by Jim Coates, and the pitch to Stewart. He swings and misses. One ball, two strikes. Bill Scarron playing tight to the bag at first base. Grote, the runner over there, opened the inning with a single to center field. Skinner then lined out to center fielder Mantle. And now the one ball, two strike pitch coming to Dick Stewart. Coates throws, swinging a ground ball, is foul outside of third. And the count will ride on at a ball and two strikes. The Pirate action started in a big hurry in the very first inning, fast and furious, after a walk to Bill Verdon with Grote the batter on the first pitch. He took off in an effort to steal second and was successful as Barra's throw went through to center field and Verdon took third. And then the Pirates went to work and picked up three runs in that first inning. Stewart takes a pitch low on the ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Dick Stewart. Coates leaning in for the sign. He's ready now. Now a quick throw to first, but Grote checks back in safely. Under the watchful eye of first base coach Mickey Vernon. Now we're ready with a 2-2 offering to Stewart. There it is. Swing and a foul ball out of play, so the count rides on at 2-2. The Yankee outfield to Dick Stewart is shaded toward left and very, very deep. It is 365 feet tight down the left field foul line here at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. There is a 12-foot wall, but a 25-foot, 6-inch scoreboard favoring the foul line in straightaway left field. And the 2-2 pitch to Stewart. Here it is. Line drive, base hit out of the left field corner. Lopez is running it down. Grote is around second, and he is going to go to third. Here's a throw coming into third base. He slides. He is out at third base. And on to second goes Dick Stewart. Hector Lopez, really racing for the line drive in the left field corner, made the pickup and threw to McDougald at third base, and they put it on the sliding Dick Grote for the second out of the inning. Dick Stewart is credited with a single to left field and will take second base on the throw to third by Yankee left fielder Hector Lopez. So, there are now two out. And Stewart is the runner at second base for the Pirates. The batter is Clemente. Clemente in the first inning singled to drive in Skinner with a third Pirate run. The pitch is a ball. Now, Yankee right-hander Jim Coates ready to deal the 1-0 pitch to Clemente, right-handed batter. Coates throws, swing and a fly ball, hit pretty well out into right field. Roger Maris going to his left near the warning track. The Yankee right fielder is there to make the grab for the final out of the inning. For the Pirates in the third, no runs, two base hits, no Yankee errors, one man left on, and now at the end of the third inning, the score is Pittsburgh 3, New York 1.
Blades.
I mean the slickest.
How are you pitched for blades?
I mean Gillette.
Super blue blades by Gillette. Give the quickest, cleanest shave a man can ever get. How are you pitched for blades?
I mean
Gillette. Super blue blades.
Roger Maris will lead off for the Yankees in the top of the fourth inning. And, Jack Quinlan, what about the start of this first game of the 1960 World Series?
Well, Chuck, we've seen in three innings just about everything a ball game can have. We've seen a home run. We've seen some good hitting. We've seen base stealing already. We've had an error. We've had some good pitching and some not so good. If there were any butterflies in the stomachs of any of the ball players in the first inning, it certainly was not evident. Especially when Maris, playing in his first World Series, got up there and popped that ball upstairs in right field. I think normally it takes a ball player, a pitcher, two, sometimes an out or an inning to get the butterflies, but I don't think there were any out here today. At least they weren't in evidence.
Here is Maris now, and Law's first offering to the left-hand batter is low and inside. Roger Maris had a sensational first half year for the New York Yankees. Now Law delivers. High and tight of left-handed batter, ball two. Roger rocked back out of the way. But as it will sometimes happen, Roger faltered considerably in the second half of the year, but had a fine year for New York. Here's a strike call over the outside corner to Maris. Two balls, one strike. Third baseman Don Hoke of the Pirates plays this left-handed batter extremely wide of the bag at third. Pitch now to Maris, swinging a ground ball, base hit, right back through the middle of center field. Coming in on the ball is Verdon, and Roger Maris is 2-for-2 this afternoon. And that brings on Mickey Mantle. Mantle, who flied out to the center fielder Bill Verdon in the first inning. With the Yankees batting in the top of the fourth inning, the score, the Pirates 3 and the Yankees 1. Vernon Law. Checks runner Roger Maris at first, throws inside to the left-hand swinging Mantle. Ball one. Now Law, not wasting any time, checks Maris with a quick look, throws. Mantle takes low, ball two. 2-0 now to Mantle. Mantle now waiting the 2-0 pitch from Vernon Law. And it goes to first base. Checking back in time, however, is Maris. What a day for a ball game. Now Law delivers 2-0 to Mantle. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
When you were checked Mickey Mantle's batting average on the season, you might suspect that he had not a good year for New York because his average was but .276. But this meant Big Man knocked in 94 Yankee runs, and he hit 40 home runs to lead the American League. Quick throw to first, back in time, is Maris. Now the 2-1 pitch coming to Mantle, swing and a high pop foul, and it's going to be out of play off the third base side. 2-2 to Mantle. Danny Murtaugh has the bullpen active again with left-hander Fred Green, and I believe the right-hander down there is Levine. 2-2. To Mickey Mantle. Vernon Law, ready to deal now. Here's the 2-2 to Mantle. It's up high, and the Yankee center fielder fills the count now. 3-2. None out of the inning. Runner at first base, Maris. And let's see what Maris is going to do. Here comes a 3-2 to Mickey Mantle. There goes Maris, swung on and popped up. A foul off the third base side. It'll be out of play. Way back in there. And, oh, some spectator made a dandy one-handed grab. Three and two to Mickey Mantle. Maris opened the inning with a single to center field. And now here's the 3-2 pitch as Maris holds on this one, and Mantle takes high for a ball four. Maris goes down to second base. Mantle is on with the walk. And the batter will be Yogi Berra. Needless to say, Berra is establishing World Series records with every appearance. He's appeared in the most games, 61, and the most at-bats, 223, this prior to this afternoon's ball game. And then Berra singled in the second inning as a leadoff batter, and now is facing Vernon Law with Yankee runners at first and second base, none out, in the top half of the fourth inning. Berra now has 62 World Series base hits. Vernon Law now throws to Berra. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Pirates 3, the Yankees 1. In the Yankee half of the fourth inning, but the Bombers from New York are threatening. None out. Runners at first and second base. Tying runs on. And a one-strike count to Berra. The pitch, swing, fly ball, well hit, deep out into right field. Back of the ball is Clemente, still going back. Burden is back there, and it is going to be caught up against the wall out there by Burden. After the catch, tagging up at second base, Maris comes on down to third. Clemente and Burden collided, and both of them were facing the wall, and it was impossible for me to say which of the two had caught the ball. It was apparent it had been caught, however, because it never dropped down there. Then suddenly, Verdon spun away from the wall and rifled his throw toward second base. After the catch, however, Maris was able to tag up readily and come on down to third base. That ball had to be hit in the vicinity of 400 feet into right center field, and Verdon got the ball. The defensive play of the ball game so far to the Pirates center fielder, Bill Verdon. Mantle holding first base, down to second now, Roger Maris. One out of the inning, and the batter, Bill Skowron, who singled to right field in the second inning. Pitch swinging a line drive, base hit out of the left field. That's going to score Maris with a second Yankee run. Mantle moves to second and holds there on the single to left field by Bill Skowron. And we're at it again. It had been said by Danny Murtaugh that he would play Verdon in center field because he wanted Verdon to show the Yankees how center field should be played. Well, he made a tremendous grab of the fly ball hit a moment ago by Yogi Berra. Now Skowron is single to left field, and the score is now Pittsburgh 3, the Yankees 2. Yankee runners at first and second base, one out, and here is Gil MacDougall. Pitch, swing, and a pop-up off the third base side. Don Hope, with glasses down, is out in foul territory under the ball. The third baseman makes the grab for the second out.
With two out in the Yankee half of the fourth inning, and the score of the Pirates 3, the Yankees 2, the batter now is Bobby Richardson. Swings and hits a high fly ball to center field. Coming in on the ball, the center fielder Verdon, calling for it all the way. He's under it and makes the catch for the final out. Well, the Yankees pick up one run in this inning on the two base hits. No Pirate errors and two men are left on. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings of play, Pirates 3, Yankees 2. Well, Bob Clementi, the right fielder for the Pirates, can do it all. Run, field, and hit. He's a comer. Moving up to the class of Willie Mays, Duke Snider, Jim Landis, all great outfielders. And by the way, those great players, as you may guess, are all Gillette shavers. They go all out on what they have to say about the Gillette Super Blue Blade. Have you tried the new Gillette Super Blue Blade? Unless you have, you just don't know how wonderfully clean and comfortable shaving can be. There has never been anything to compare with it in the manufacture of shaving instruments. You shave quick and easy. You look and feel clean. You're refreshed. By now, 12 million have tried the Super Blue Blade. How about you? There's no better time than right now. For while they last, you get a dispenser of Super Blue Blades, a modern Gillette Super Speed Razor, and Streamline Travel Case, all for only 89 cents. Gillette Super Blue Blades also come in dispensers of 10 for 69 cents or 15 for a dollar. We pause now, 30 seconds for station identification.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label. With the yellow label.
Always ask for Saratoga Vichy, the mixture that's bubbling over with good spirits. And remember, Saratoga Vichy comes only in a bottle, the green bottle with a yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
WGY 810 on your dial and WGFM's Schenectady.
Rookie Burgess leads off for the Pirates. In the last half of the fourth inning, 3-2, Pittsburgh leading the Yankees. Hits a high fly ball out into right center field. Maris and Mantle converge. Maris calling for the ball. And now Mantle moves over, and Mantle makes the grab. So Burgess on the first pitch flies after the center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Now the batter will be Don Hope. In the first inning this afternoon, Hope carried the count 3-2 against Jim Coates before grounding out the shortstop, Kubek. One out, none on. Jim Coates, who relieved Art Dittmar in the first inning, delivers. And Hope, looking all the way, takes a strike call. Don ran the hands up the bat and just turned in, leaning over the plate, watching the pitch. Strike one to Don. And the Yankee right-hander, Coates in the move now, delivers. He's high with his offering, and the count evens one ball and one strike. The Pirates, 3. The Yankees, 2. And the Pirates are batting. One out, none on, in the last half of the fourth inning. And what a start to this ball game. Boy. Now the 1-1 pitch to Don Hoke. Coach steps and throws. He's low with a breaking ball and a count two balls and one strike. This capacity crowd at Forbes Field hardly had a chance to sit down in the last half of the first inning. Now the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Don gave it the big riffle. He was trying to hit that one far out into the afternoon. Hoke hit 16 home runs for the Pirates this year. Drove in 79. And his average on the season was 282. Now Coates ready to go. 2-2 pitch to Hoke. Too low. And we fill the count 3-2. Burgess, leadoff hitter, flat out to center fielder Mantle. Now Don Hoke has carried the count 3-2 for the second time. Coates swings for the move now. Pitch coming down to Hoke. Look out, inside, almost hitting, and he's on with a ball 4. So Coates has given up a walk, his first walk of the ball game. It is the second walk charged to Yankee pitching, as starter Art Dittmar walked Bill Verdon, leadoff batter in the first inning. And here now is the Pirates second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. We have been told that Mazeroski and Pirate pitcher Bob Friend shared a similar problem a year ago. They had problems with their weight. This year, no such thing, and they've both had fine years. Quick and checking throw to first base, not in time. Hope
edges out to an even bigger lead. Scarron playing him tight to the bag. The stretch by Coates, the set. Waiting for the pitch to Mazeroski. Long wait here, and now here it is. Strike. Coates held that stretch position, the set position rather, until finally Hulk made a little bit of a move back toward the bag at first base. Then Coates delivered to the plate for the strike. Now the one-strike pitch to right-hand batting Bill Mazeroski. Now Coates straddled the rubber this time, and Hope dances back toward the bag. Now the one-strike pitch. Now quick throw to first. Diving back under the throw is Don Hope. He is safe. Scarron faked his throw back to pitcher Jim Coates, held out of the ball, and then took another look, but Hope was still holding out of the bag. Looking up as if to say, are you kidding? Pitch, swing, foul ball, out of play. Behind the plate. Two strikes, the count to the Pirate second baseman Bill Mazeroski. One out. In the last half of the fourth inning, Pittsburgh 3, the Yankees 2. And another quick throw to Hoke, who has to belly back into the bag at first. Hoke getting as good a lead as he can. The ball players say get as big a lead, so big that it'll allow you to just about get back there. And the pitch. Swing and a fly ball, well hit, deep to left field. This might do it. I don't know. It's going to be a home run for Bill Mazeroski. Mazeroski has just hit a home run over the scoreboard in the left field corner. Two more Pirate runs come in, and it's now Pittsburgh 5, the New York Yankees 2 in this first game of the World Series. The batter is pitcher Vernon Law. Ball one is high and inside of Vernon. The Mazeroski home run, not so much of a lofted fly ball, but a line drive that went zooming out over the scoreboard. And the pitch now to Vernon is swung on and popped foul. It'll be out of play off the first base side. One ball, one strike to the Pirate hurler, Vernon Law. The Pirates carrying the battle to the New York Yankees here in their home ballpark. Now lead by a score of 5-2, one out and none on. And the 1-1 pitch to Vernon Law. Jim Coates delivers. High ball two. Following the Mazeroski home run, Casey Stengel has sent Duke Moss to the Yankee bullpen. Right-hander Duke Moss.
Duke Moss is the Yankee pitcher warming up in the bullpen.
And the 2-1 offering to Vernon Law. Look out. He is nicked by the pitch. He ducked away from an inside high offering and was hit a glancing blow and is off and down to first base, hit by the pitch. Well, as Jack Quinlan said a moment ago, we've had a little bit of everything in this first game of the series between the Yankees and the Pirates. Home runs, doubles, stolen bases, walks, strikeouts, error, and now a hit batsman. Yogi Berra has gone to the mound to talk to the slender right-hander Coates. Bobby Richardson also in on the mound. So with one away and Pirate hurler Vernon Law on at first base, the batter will be center fielder Bill Verdon. And the Pirates from Pittsburgh are leading the New York Yankees 5-2 in this last half of the fourth inning. Verdon has walked and fanned in two previous appearances. Pitch, swing and a high pop-up off the first base side, backing in foul territory, Yankee first baseman Scarron. Under it, he's got it. and there are two out. Burden fouls out to first baseman Bill Scout. Two down. And here comes Dick Grove, who so far has enjoyed a perfect afternoon at the plate with a double and a single in two at-bats and a run batted in. The Pirate runs have been knocked in by Grote, Skinner, and Clementi with one apiece, and Bill Mazeroski with a two-run home run. And Pittsburgh leads the Yankees 5-2. Two out, Law the runner at first base, and right-hand batting Grote looks out to Jim Coates. Here's the pitch. Swing, fly ball, hit down the alley in right center field, going hard as Mantle, and he is there with a wonderful running grab of a sinking line drive to retire Dick Grote for the final out in this last half of the fourth inning. Two runs on one hit and one man left here in the fourth, and the score at the end of four complete, the Pirates 5, the Yankees 2. We give you the score as often as we can because, well, that's the question that's being asked all across the country today. And here's another question that one man has been asking another for several months past. Have you tried the new Gillette Super Blue Blade? Super Blue Blade sales go up and up as one man tells another of shaves so clean, so refreshing, so downright comfortable, you've just got to try to believe. For evidence of the enthusiasm, how's this? Super Blues have won 12 million users in less than a year. So how about it? Right now is the time to try. Gillette has a bargain that you won't want to pass up. You get a supply of sensational Super Blue Blades with a one-piece Gillette Super Speed Razor packed in a neat, modern travel case for a real money-saving 89 cents. Super Blue Blades also come in dispenser of 10 for 69 cents and 15 for a dollar. Half of the fifth inning. Here is a pinch hitter to bat for pitcher Jim Coates. John Blanchard is coming on for the New York Yankees to bat for pitcher Jim Coates. Blanchard, a left-handed batter, and on the year for New York in 53 ball games, batted 242. John Blanchard. Pirates leading the New York Yankees 5-2 as the Yankees come on in the top half of the fifth inning, and John Blanchard pinch hitting for Jim Coates. Looks at the first offering, too high for a ball. Left-hand batting Blanchard. Vernon Law rocks to the line and throws. Swing and a miss. He got that good breaking ball by Blanchard. Yankees scored one run on two hits in the first inning. The one run was Maris home run. And they had one run on two hits in the fourth inning. Law's offering is too low to John Blanchard, and the count two balls, one strike. And the next offering is swung on a ground ball, sharply hit to first base, picked up neatly by Dick Stewart. He runs to the bag and tags up for the unassisted put out, and listen to the hand that he gets. And I'm certain that most baseball fans are aware of the fact that Stewart is not to be classed among the better fielding first basemen in baseball. But Blanchard hit a ripping ground ball to the glove side of Stewart, and he made it look ridiculously easy. And the fans here in Pittsburgh gave him, as you heard, a wonderful ovation. One out, bat on, and left-hand batting Tony Kubek faces Vernon Law. Ball inside low to Tony. Kubek had an infield hit to third in the first inning, and bounced out to the pitcher in the third. Pirates lead the Yankees by a score of 5-2, one out, none on, in the Yankee half of the fifth inning. Fly ball hit down the left field side. It's fading, a foul ball, and out of play. 1-1 to Kubek. Reaction, a foul ball bounced out of the seats down there onto the playing field, and it never found its way back among the spectators, and that's what brought on the reaction. One ball, one strike to Kubek. Vernon Law throws, swing, ground ball hit off the third base side, charging, and shortstop
is there, but he couldn't make the play. Groves, who was laying very deep at short, came charging on a slow, bouncing ground ball, put out the gloved hand, and it hit off the thumb of the glove, it appeared, and he was unable to make the play. The ruling is a base hit, an infield hit for Tony Kubek, and that's his second infield hit. He hammered one off the bag at third base, and now on a little bit of a slow roller toward shortstop Groves, he is on with another leg hit. One out, and here is Hector Lopez. Law gets a strike called over the outside corner, above the knees. And the one strike pitch to the right hand batting Lopez. Law with a long look to first throws. He curved him and caught the corner, strike two. Lopez hit into a double play in the first inning and bounced out to the pitcher Vernon Law in the third. Pirates 5, Yankees 2, 1 out. Kubek, the runner at first, and the two-strike pitch to Lopez. Swing and a high fly ball off the first base side. Dick Stewart, first baseman, is calling for it, backing on the skin of the infield. He's there to take it for the second out of the inning. Lopez pops out to first baseman Dick Stewart. Two down, and here is Roger Maris, who got the Yankees started with an upper deck home run into the right field seats in the first inning after two had been retired. Then Maris in the fourth inning as leadoff batter spanked a single to center field and eventually came on to score the second Yankee run. So Maris is 2 for 2. Two out. Kubek, the Yankee runner at first base. And now Law, the first offering to Maris, look out right up under his chin. A whistling fastball that came high and tight to Roger Maris. Now the 1-0 pitch to Maris. It's high for a ball, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch to Roger Maris cut out and fouled out of play behind the plate. Two balls and one strike as Maris went to cutting on a 2-0 pitch. Fouled it away. Two on to Maris is over the outside corner and called strike two. Good breaking ball. Kind of looked like a sinker. Law, I am told, throws a sinker, and he'll kind of turn it over. His fastball, he'll turn it over, and it will be sinking and going down and away to a left-handed batter such as Roger Maris. Two balls, two strikes to Maris. Two out, Kubek at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high pop-up off the first base side. Dick Stewart, Pirate first baseman in foul territory, walking under it. He's got it. That's the final out. For the Yankees in the fifth. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. And the score, at the end of 4 1/2 innings of play, it's the Pirates 5, the Yankees 2.
This portion of the 1960 World Series is brought to you by General Motors.
Chances are you'll find your new car at GM, because there's more to choose from.
Yes, you get solid General Motors value in every one of the GM cars for 61. Widest choice ever. Chevrolet and the new size Chevrolet, the Corvair. Pontiac and a new size Pontiac, the Tempest. Oldsmobile and a new size Oldsmobile, the F-85. Buick and a new size Buick, the Special. And Cadillac.
Value and choice from GM.
And remember, all of these great General Motors cars are backed by the new GM dealer warranty, which excludes only tires and those items recognized as normal maintenance. It provides the finest kind of protection for your investment during a full year or 12,000 miles of driving, whichever comes first. Moving now to the last half of the fifth inning, and the Pirates will come on against a new Yankee hurler. And to tell you all about it, it is my pleasure now to swing this microphone over to the voice of the Chicago Cubs and a fellow we enjoyed so much in the All-Star game in Kansas City, Jack Quinlan. Jack?
Well, thank you very much, Chuck, and hi again, baseball fans. Duke Moss is the third Yankee pitcher of the ball game, one of Stengel's great relief pitchers. He won five and lost one. He was used primarily in relief. Duke was in 35 ball games, 34 of them as a relief star. Five wins, one defeat. He posted an earned run average of 4.18. Jim Coates worked 3 2/3 innings in relief today, gave up two runs, three hits, one of them the two-run homer by Mazeroski, struck out two, walked a batter, and hit one man. Bob Skinner, the Pirate left fielder, leads off in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Bucks lead the Yankees 5-2. The ball game got started in great shape. A home run by Roger Maris in the first for New York, and the Pirates came roaring back for three runs in their half of the inning. New York got another run in the fourth, and Pittsburgh got two in the bottom of the fourth, and that's the way it stands now. Pirates 5, Yankees 2, and Duke Moss on the mound, ready to work to Bob Skinner. Skinner has singled, driving in a run, and scored one himself, and he's lined out to Mickey Mantle in center field. Moss winding, and here's the pitch. A swing and a ground ball, a hot smash to Richardson off his leg out into right field. Here's Skinner rounding first. He's going to try it. Maris up, fires to second. He is safe at second base. Roger Maris fires the ball to the shortstop, Tony Kubek, and the second base umpire, Bill Jakowski, called him safe. It's an error on Richardson for failing to stop that hot smash on the ball hit right back at him at second base. And that is the second Yankee error of the ball game. Ball hit like a bullet, but Richardson failed to come up with it. He went to one knee to try to make the stop on that ball, and he failed to do it. The ball caromed off his leg in the right field, and Skinner's on second. The two-base error charged to Bobby Richardson. Here's Dick Stewart. He's hit a pop fly to Maris in right field, and he has singled to left. A man at second base and nobody out. The bottom of the fifth, the Pirates lead 5-2. Moss looks in to get the sign from Yogi Berra. Stewart, big right-handed batter, a number 7 on his shirt. The pitch by Moss. Curve chopped out towards short. The runner's going to hold it second. Kubek up, fires to Skowron, and Stewart's gone. There's one away. Stewart bouncing out, short to first, and Skinner had no chance to move over to third. Here's the right fielder, Roberto Clemente, who has singled, driving in a run, and hit a fly ball to right field. The Yankees have Hector Lopez in left, Mickey Mantle in center, and Roger Maris in right. Around the infield, it's Gil McDougal to third, Kubek at short, Richardson at second, and Moose Skowron at first. In the second game, slated for tomorrow here at Forbes Field, Yankee manager Stengel has not indicated as yet who will be his pitcher. Danny Murtaugh, though, has said flatly that his second-game hurler will be Bob Friend, another right-hander. Murtaugh has even gone as far as to name his starting pitcher for Game 3 at New York, slated for Saturday if the weatherman doesn't interfere. In New York's first game at the stadium, left-hander Vinegar Ben Mizell will pitch for the Bucks. But as I stated before, Stengel hasn't even given tomorrow's game a thought yet. Here's Clemente ready to take a curve, a strike right over the plate, belt high. Here is one of the flashiest outfielders and one of the most dangerous men with a bat in all of baseball, Roberto Clemente. Young Puerto Rican outfielder with a tremendous throwing arm, great speed, and a great desire. Skinner at second base, one gone. The Pirates 5, the Yankees 2, the ball game in the bottom of the fifth at Forbes Field. Pitch, inside, right on the fists. A ball and a strike on Clemente. He'll be followed by Smokey Burgess. Mickey Vernon, the old American League batting king, coaching at first base for the Pirates, and Frank Osiak at third. Moss looks in, gets his sign. Duke, a right-hander from Utica, Michigan. Here's the pitch. Curveball, low and away. Two balls and a strike. Well, the old weatherman deserves a pat on the noggin today. He came through in great shape. Let's hope it stays like this for the remainder of the series. 2-1 on Clemente, the Pirate right fielder. Skinner at second, there's one gone. Berra flashing the sign, Moss taking it. Duke kicking at the rubber out there, now he's all ready. Here's the overhead stretch, hands to the belt, the 2-1 pitch. Clemente hits a curveball to the shortstop's right. Now they got Skinner trapped. Here's Kubek running him back towards second, the flip to Richardson. Richardson runs him towards third. He tags him just as he gets to third.
And boy, there was a race. Bobby Richardson chasing Skinner between second and third, and he didn't nail him until about 5 feet from the bag, and Skinner almost eluded the tag, but he was out by a fraction coming into third. The ball was hit back to the shortstop, Kubek. He faked the runner back to second base, then finally threw the ball to Richardson, and Richardson chased him into third, and Richardson finally made the tag, but almost after Skinner had himself third base. It's a fielder's choice. Clemente's on first base, two gone now. Here's Burgess. Smokey's 0 for 2. Former Cub, former Philly, former Cincinnati Red. A dangerous man with that bat. Short, stockily built, left-handed batter. Hits a low curveball down the first base line. It is a foul ball. Fielded by Scourin anyway, halfway into the plate. And he tags Burgess, but the first base umpire, Johnny Stevens of the American League, instantly indicated the ball was foul. And I believe that Smokey broke his bat on that foul. He's going to get a new one from the Pirate bat boy. Pirates 5, Yankees 2, the bottom of the fifth. Game 1 of the 1960 World Series. Forbes Field got a paint job a couple of weeks ago as the Bucks prepared for the series. They painted the railings in the upper deck and also in the third deck and the railing of the roof up above. And the ballpark is jammed to capacity here today. Here's Burgess now with Clemente on first and two gone in the last of the fifth. Big gap in left center field between Lopez and Mantle. Mickey shaded a bit toward right center. Pitches outside of all. Fake throw to first by Barron. Clemente's back in. Last night in this bustling city, merrymakers had quite a time. They had a college-type pep rally. Bands played and people danced and sang, and very few people were able to get much sleep. Of course, hotels here in Pittsburgh have been loaded for weeks with reservations, and lodgings are about as hard to come by as our tickets for the series itself. 1-1 to Burgess. A ball. It's wide to Smokey. Ball two, strike one. Thousands of fans streamed into town to take a long, loving look at their beloved Pirates at that pep rally last night. And for many of the fans, it was the closest that they'll ever come to seeing the players, because try as they will, there are just not enough World Series tickets to go around. Two balls and a strike, Burgess waits. Watch Clemente. He's on the go. The pitch is hit off the left side. It may be fair, it may be foul. It's a foul ball. A little dribbler foul down the third base line. Clemente was on the go on that 2-1 pitch, and now he'll have to go back to first. And Burgess comes back here to the plate. 2-2, even up. All year long, there's been one slogan in Pittsburgh, as Chuck mentioned earlier, and one slogan only, beat 'em Bucks. All over town, store windows, barbershops, service stations, on buses, on billboards, taxicabs, everywhere you look, you'll see it and you'll hear it, beat 'em Bucks. And that, of course, is what the fans here in Pittsburgh are hoping that the Pirates will be able to do against the Yankees. 5-2, Pirates lead in the bottom of the fifth. Clemente on first, two gone. Two balls, two strikes to count. Burgess levels that bat over the plate. He waits. Here's the pitch by Moss, the runner going. A swing and a miss and a high curveball. He struck him out to retire the side. So in the bottom of the fifth inning for Pittsburgh, it's no runs, no hits, one error, and one man left on. And after five full innings, it's the Pirates 5, the Yankees 2.
Name Stokes, my friend, and you know, I've got your car.
Frank Buxton's my name, and you got my car?
That's right. You want value, don't you?
Yeah.
You want choice, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, listen, boy, there's
value and choice from GM.
Yes, General M has your car. Whether you want a coupe, a sedan, or a wagon, your car.
Or a jazzy convert for the gal that I'm dragging, my car.
If you want to park without a lot of seats falling,
or a car big enough to fit a mother-in-law in,
chances are you'll find your new car at GM. Cause there's more to choose from.
Before you buy a car this year, see what you get right here.
Value and choice from GM.
We now pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label. With the yellow label.
Make the sip test. Extra lively, extra dry, genuine Saratoga Vichy always tastes best by itself or mixed in your favorite drink. Be sure to ask for it by name, Saratoga Vichy.
Saratoga Fishing.
Yellow Label.
Saratoga Fishing.
Yellow Label.
Saratoga Fishing.
WGY, WGFM, the General Electric Station, Schenectady.
At the top of the sixth inning, and Mickey Mantle leads off for the Yankees. Law's first pitch is a ball outside. Mantle has flied to center field, and he's walked. Mickey led the American League in home runs this year with 40. He was second to Ernie Banks, who led the majors with 41. Banks, of course, the great slugging shortstop of the Cubs. Here's a curve, a strike taken. 1-1 on Mantle. Switch-hitting blockbuster from Commerce, Oklahoma. The windup by Vernon Law. The pitch to Mantle. A ball, it's high, 2-1. Bob Skinner off the foul line, shaded over toward left center, giving Mantle left field. Burden, fleet-footed center fielder, straight away, and Clementi, a real speed ball in right. 2-1 pitch. Mantle checks his swing, but the ball is fouled off the bat handle back here to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. The ball game in the sixth, the Pirates lead the Yankees 5-2. Frank Crosetti, down here coaching at third, Ralph Houk, who has been rumored to be the heir apparent to Stengel as Yankee manager, is coaching at first. Law winding, big right-hander, cuts loose, 2-2, strike three called. Mantle looked at it with a bat on the shoulder. He struck him out. The second strikeout by Vernon Law in the ball game. With one gone, here's Yogi Berra. He has singled to center field, and he's been robbed of a triple by Bill Burden. A great catch in the fourth inning up against the wall in right center field. The Yogi Man. Born and raised in St. Louis, but has made his bread and butter in New York. Here's the pitch on the way. Lock curves him, a strike, letter high on the inside corner. 0-1.
Better is the catcher.
Law had the winningest year in his professional career this season, 20 victories and only 9 losses. Here's a short fly left field. Skinner coming on, slowing up now under the ball, reaches up and makes the catch. Two gone. A little pop fly to short left, caught by Bob Skinner. Two away, and here is Scour. Moose has had 2 for 2. Singled in the second and singled in the fourth, driving in a run. Not too many years ago, this fellow was a great softball player around Chicago. And a big man on the campus down at Purdue University. Slow curve, a strike that Law hangs over the outside corner at the knees. 0-1. Scouring great power to all fields. Big right-handed batter. Here's the pitch by Law. Curve, and he swings and taps a foul off here to the left. 0-2. Two out and nobody on, sixth inning. Yankees at bat, trailing Pittsburgh 5-2. Vernon Law, in his first World Series appearance, of course, there are only 4 members of the Pirates who have ever played in a series before. They are all ex-Dodgers. Rocky Nelson, Gino Cimoli, Don Hoke. Here is a curveball that's outside. And Clem Levine is the fourth one. 1-2 the count on Scourin with 2 out. Newspapermen from all over the world are taking this one in. Here's the pitch to Scourin. He struck it out. Retired the side. Swing and a miss. And it's 2 strikeouts in the inning. 3 in the ballgame for Vernon Law. 3 up and 3 down. Only the second time out of 6 that Law has retired the Yankees 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, and none left. And at the end of 5.5 innings of play, it's still the Pirates 5, the Yankees 2.
Value and joy from GM.
Now it's the 60 wonderful Chevrolet. The new size, U-size Chevy. Trimmed a bit on the outside to give you easier parking and maneuvering. Inside, it's roomier and more comfortable than ever. Chevrolet, the most usable, livable, likable car yet. See it at your quality Chevrolet dealers.
The 61 Chevrolet will be at your dealers on Friday. Well, fans, we're going into the bottom of the sixth inning at Forbes Field, and Don Hoke, the scrappy Pirate third baseman, will lead things off. He'll be followed by Mazeroski and then the pitcher, Vernon Law. On the mound is Duke Moss, the third pitcher that Yankee manager Stengel has used. Art Dittmar started, and this was not Dittmar's day. He lasted one-third of an inning, allowed 3 runs, 3 hits, walked a batter, and Stengel got him out, brought on Coates, who didn't do badly until the fourth inning, when a walk and a home run hurt him. Then he was taken out for a pinch batter. So this is Moss in his second inning in relief here.
Don Hoke has grounded out, walked, and scored a run. He is one of several Pirates who are good candidates for the National League's Most Valuable Player Award. Here's the pitch by Moss. Curveball swung on and fouled. It may make the roof. It goes up into the third deck right behind the plate. One strike. Well, baseball men have been arriving in Pittsburgh for days now. Club owners, general managers, managers, coaches, players. Anyone and everyone connected with baseball is on hand to watch these two clubs battle it out in the opening game here today. Hoke waving that bat around. One strike to count. Now the windup. The pitch from Duke Moss. The swing and a little pop fly short right field. Roger Maris coming in. He's getting under the ball. Should make the play and does. One away. Hoke did not want to swing. He tried to hold up, but it was too late. The ball jumped off the bat and was sent into short right. Here's Mazeroski, who has struck out and driven a two-run homer over the left field wall. One away in the bottom of the sixth. Just a little over a year ago, Mazeroski married a girl who worked in the Pirate front office here at Forbes Field. Here's the pitch. It's a curve. It's inside at the letters of all. 1-0. So far today, the Yankees have out-hit the Pirates 7-6, but the Bucks lead it 5-2. Bottom of the sixth, one out. Frank Osiak talking it up down here in the third base coach's box. Wind up by Moss, and the pitch on the way. Here's a swing and a line drive left field. Hector Lopez digging in. It's going to drop a base hit. Mazeroski's on with his second straight hit, and now the hits are even up 7-7. That's hit number one off Duke Moss as Mazeroski hits a soft line drive into left field that dropped in front of Lopez and behind Tony Kubek. It brings up the Pirate pitcher, Vernon Law, who gets a great hand from the fans here. Not only for the job he's doing today on the American League champion Yankees, but for the job that he did all year for Pittsburgh. 20 wins, 9 defeats. Vernon is an ordained minister of the Mormon Church, a product of the Pittsburgh farm system. He has had a tremendous season this year. Here's the pitch. He's going to bunt. It almost hits him. It's inside. Fastball came in and almost drilled a hole right through his stomach. Vernon Law was signed through the joint efforts of Pirates Vice President Bing Crosby and the late U.S. Senator Herman Welker of Idaho. Number 32 on his back, a right-handed batter. Mazeroski on first and one out. Here's the stretch by Duke Moss. And the pitch. He's going to bunt down the first base line. Scourin picks it up and tags Law going down the line, and it's a sacrifice. Law moving Mazeroski over to second base, and he is out, Scourin unassisted. So Maz is on second with two gone, and here's the leadoff man for the Pirates, Bill Burden. He's walked, he has struck out, and he has fouled out to Scourin.
He paid attendance 36,676.
The paid attendance here today is 36,676. 36,676 watching Game 1 of the 1960 World Series at Forbes Field, Pittsburgh. Mazeroski on second, two gone in the bottom of the sixth. The batter, Bill Burden, a left-handed swinger. Curve swung on, well hit, right field. Maris back, it is a off the screen in right field. Here's Mazeroski scoring. Burden goes in with a stand-up double. The Pirates lead 6-2. A long blast off the top of the screen in right field. He didn't miss a home run by very much. That screen is 27 feet high, and the ball hit high off that screen in right field in front of the folks in the lower deck. And it's a double by Burden and a run driven in. Mazeroski scores from second base. Run number one, hit number two off Duke Moss, and the Pirates are now leading 6-2. Here's Grote. He has doubled, singled, and lined hard to Mickey Mantle in center field. Ryan Duren, right-hander, warming up in the Yankee bullpen out here in left field. Well, the Yankees came into the series noted as the Powerball Club, but the Pirates are showing them some of their own stuff today. Grote, right-handed batter, teammate at second base, two gone. Pitch to Dick inside, up around the hands, ball one. Groth, the National League batting champion, with an average of .325, he beat Norman Larker of L.A., who finished 2 points behind him. Groth, one of the few fellas in the major leagues today that never played an inning of minor league baseball. He was signed right off the campus at Duke University. Here's the stretch by Moss. The pitch to Dick, a check swing on a curve that hit the outside corner. A ball and a strike, even up. Not only was Groth a star baseball player in college, but at Duke he was a basketball All-American. He is the leader, the team captain, great competitor. The Pirates have been blessed with fine shortstops in their pennant-winning seasons. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive, a one-hopper grabbed by Kubek at short. Here's the peg to Scourin, and in time to retire the side. Well-hit ball by Groth, but he aimed it right back at Kubek, the shortstop, and on a one-hop, he grabbed it and threw to first base for the out. So in the inning, it's one run, two hits, and one man left on. And at the end of six, it's the Pirates 6, the New York Yankees 2.
Attention. The Commander-in-Chief wants a car.
Yes, sir, General.
You realize, of course, it must be the best there is, and I am speaking globally.
Yes, sir, and I've got it. Cadillac for 1961. A new inspiration for the motoring world, and I'm speaking globally. Cadillac, a car of timeless beauty, uncompromising luxury, and truly matchless performance. It's your car. Under the hood, everything is perfection. Your car.
I checked the inside. It passes inspection. My car.
Trimness and crispness add to Cadillac's beauty.
It's above and beyond the call of duty.
Chances are you'll find your new car at GM. Cause there's more to do some. Value and choice from GM.
A Cadillac for the Commander-in-Chief.
Yes, my wife will be in to pick it up herself.
We go to the top of the seventh with Gil McDougald leading off for the New York Yankees. McDougald will be followed by Bobby Richardson and then probably a pinch hitter for the pitcher Duke Moss, Ryan Duren, continuing to heat up in the New York bullpen. McDougald has been up once in the ballgame, and he hit a pop foul to Don Hope, the third baseman. Skinner in left, Burden in center, Clemente in right. They're all set. Here's Law winding, and the pitch to McDougald. Curveball, low and away, ball one. Gill, a veteran of series play. Hoke in even with the bag. The pitch, strike, hit the outside corner knee high. Talking about Groth and the fine Pirate shortstops in their pennant-winning years, back in 1901 and for several years after that, Hannes Wagner was like a tent all over shortstop. Here's a chopper to Groth. He has it. High bounce. The peg to first in time. McDougald is out. Groth to Stewart. One away, and it brings up Bobby Richardson. Then along came Glenn Reich after Wagner. He covered the spot. 1925 and 1927 pennant winners. And now there's that fellow out there, Groth, the captain of the Bucks, a real team leader. One out, Bobby Richardson up. He's lined into a double play from the left fielder to the second baseman. And he's hit a short pop fly to Bill Burden in center field. He's 0 for 2. First pitch, a strike called. One out and nobody on. We're in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swinging a chopper out towards short again. Here's Groth sliding over towards second. The peg to Stewart in time, and they're two gone. Two up and two away. Now, this is Bob Serve coming out to hit for the pitcher, Duke Moss. Serve, a hard-hitting outfielder. During the season, Bob hit .253 with 14 homers and 40 runs driven in.
For New York, number 17.
Two gone in the seventh.
Serve, batting for the Houston Rockets.
Serve, a right-handed batter with tremendous power. Slider in there, a strike on the outside corner, belt high. Law has gone the route against Dittmar, Coates, Moss, and it'll be Duren in the bottom of this inning. Here's a curve low and outside into the dirt, a ball. Law has retired the last seven batters in a row. He leads 6-2. Pitch to Serve. Strike called. Outside corner. One ball, two strikes on heavy-hitting Bob Serve. Game one.
at Forbes Field with the Pirates leading 6-2. Here's a chopper out toward short. He bobbles the ball. It rolls off his glove out behind second base onto the grass in center field. It was a tough play for Grote to get there anyway, and they call it a base hit for Bob Serve, a pinch single. That is hit number 8 by the Yankees against Vernon Long. Here's Tony Kubek, who's 2-for-3. A man on first base, 2 gone in the 7th. The shadow of the upper deck now in right field starting to make its way out in toward right center. Here's a swing and a foul on the opposite field. It hits the roof of the upper deck in left field and drops back onto the playing area out where Ryan Dern is warming up. One strike on Kubek. Serve is on first base with 2 out in the 7th. Law looks in to get the sign. Now the stretch. Here's the pitch. A ball into the dirt gets by Burgess. There goes Serve to second base.
Wild pitch.
That's a wild pitch charged to Vernon Law.
Wild pitch.
A wild pitch charged to Law, enabling Serve to go to second. Law, in 35 starts during the season, pitched 18 complete games. Winning 20, losing 9, earned run average 3.11. Here's a swing and a shot to left field. Back goes Skinner. He's out there and reaches up to haul it down. Well hit ball by Kubek to the opposite field. He drove Skinner back near the scoreboard and left, and he grabbed it. No runs and one hit, and a man left on. And after 6.5 innings of play, it's the Pirates 6, the New York Yankees 2.
Value and joy from GM.
For instance, Oldsmobile's new F-85 for 1961. F-85, the hot new number in the low price field. With big car performance, small car economy. It's sized right, powered right, priced right. And every inch an Oldsmobile. See the great new Olds F-85 at your quality Oldsmobile dealers.
Tomorrow is the day to get your first look at an Olds F-85. Here's something every motorist should know. Exclusive GM Guardian Maintenance, which means factory-trained mechanics giving educated service with factory-approved parts and the most modern equipment. Take your car or truck to your GM dealer for Guardian Maintenance. Seventh inning stretch time for the Pirate fans. They're up on their feet. Some 36,676 of them. And going into the last half of the seventh inning, it'll be Bob Skinner, Dick Stewart, and Roberto Clemente against the new pitcher, Ryan Dern of the Yankees, the fourth pitcher that New York has used. During the course of the year, Dern won 3 and lost 4. He is the only Yankee pitcher to be below the 500 mark. 3 wins, 4 defeats, and an earned run average of 4.78. Duke Moss worked a total of 2 innings, allowed 1 run, 2 hits, and he struck out 1. Bob Skinner will lead off. So the Pirates now have looked at Dittmar, Coates, Moss, and Dern as we go to the bottom of the 7th. Ryan, the flame-throwing right-hander from San Antonio, Texas. Skinner has singled, lined to center field, and been safe on an error by Bobby Richardson. The hits are even up, 8 apiece. The Pirates lead 6-2. Dern looks in to get the sign from Yogi Berra. The windup by Dern, and the first pitch, a strike right over the plate, belt high. 0-1. Lopez in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. McDougal, Kubek, Richardson, and Scourin in the Yankee infield. Here's the windup, and Dern's 0-1 pitch to Big Skinner. Fastball hit him in the arm, and I'll tell you, I'll bet that smarts. Ball when that guy drills you, you can feel it for a week. Skinner has just been hit by Duren's second pitch in relief.
The next batter is the first baseman, Dick Stewart.
That is the second Pirate to be hit. Vernon Law was nicked by a pitch back in the 4th inning. And now Skinner is hit, leading off the bottom of the 7th. Here's Stewart, the big Pirate first baseman. He's hit a fly ball to right, he has singled to left, and he's been thrown out by Kubek, the shortstop.
6-2, Pirates in the bottom of the seventh inning. Scourin playing right on the bag at first, keeping Skinner as close as possible. Duren wears big, heavy glasses. He's into that overhead stretch now. And here's the pitch on the way. Curve up around his chin, ball one. Out here beyond the left field wall at Forbes Field is Shenley Park, a beautiful park, and in the park is a statue of the greatest pirate of them all, Hannes Wagner. Brightly lighted at night, three times life size. Here's the stretch. The pitch to Big Stewart. Strike, outside corner. One and one on deck. One and one the count on Stewart. Dick calls for the rosin bag. The Pirates have had at least one hit in every inning except the second and the fifth. Three hits in the first, two in the third, one in the fourth, two in the sixth inning. One and one on Stewart. Skinner with his lead. Watch it now. Here's the pitch. A ball is high. Started to go, but he held up. Two balls and one strike. Gino Samoli, an outfielder, is playing catch in the Pirate bullpen in right field. He may go into the game in the eighth. Now southpaw Bobby Shantz begins to warm up in the Yankee bullpen out here in left field. Ryan Duren ready again. Two and one the count on Stewart. Man on first has his lead. Here's the pitch to Dick. A swing and a very high foul driven up over the roof at first base, up near the light tower. Photographers are perched up on that roof on the first base side. And I presume they're up on the roof over above us. Our broadcasting booth here at Forbes Field is looking down in toward right field, a little bit to the left of home plate at mezzanine level. Two and two on Stewart. Now Duren looks in. Time called by plate umpire Dusty Bogus. Stewart touches the top of his batting helmet, waves that bat over the plate a couple of times. Here's the stretch. Now Duren backs off the rubber. Duren trying to outweigh Stewart and vice versa. Two balls, two strikes on Dick. Skinner takes his lead. There is nobody out. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Duren. A swing and a ground foul past third up against the box seat railing. And it trickles out into short left field. The third base umpire, Nestor Shylock of the American League, trots out to pick it up. Baseball Commissioner Ford Frick over here on the just this side of the first base dugout, which is occupied by the homestanding Pirates. Seated just on the other side of the dugout in the front row is the president of the National League, Warren Giles. And down here, just beyond the Yankee dugout at third, is American League president Joe Cronin. Two balls and two strikes. Stewart waits. Here's the pitch. Swing, a miss. He struck him out on a slider, and there's one gone. Strikeout number one by Duren, the fourth Pirate to strike out, and that brings up Clementi, who has one for three. Well, the Yankees have now won 25 pennants, and of course, it's been suggested down through the years that the Yankee uniform, as such, is a force with which to be reckoned. They asked Casey Stengel about it one time, and he said, I don't know, maybe our uniforms itch a little bit more. A man on first and one out. Stengel, incidentally, is the oldest man ever to lead a team to a pennant. Connie Mack's last pennant came when he was 68. Stengel is 70. A throw to first, and Skinner's back. Scourin returns that ball to Ryan Duren. Here's the stretch by Duren. And the pitch to the Pirate right fielder. He swings and pops it foul. Back here, Barra, mask off, digging toward the screen. I might have room. No, it's just a foot up on that net. Just a foot up on that net, and then the ball stays there on top of the screen right behind the plate. Yogi gave it everything he had. He dug all the way back here to the backstop, but he just couldn't get up there. The ball was out of reach. One strike on Clementi, a notorious right field hitter.
And here's another candidate for the MVP award in the National League. The Pirates have several. Vernon Law, Don Hook, Dick Groat, Clemente. Clemente ended up with the fourth highest batting average in the National League, 314. The only fellows who hit higher than Roberto were teammate Groat, who led the league, Larker of L.A., and Mays of the Giants. Here's the pitch. A swing and a high pop foul down the first baseline. Here's the second baseman, Bobby Richardson, going out near the stands, reaches in. He caught it. A great play by Richardson. He went into the crowd, leaning in a couple of rows as far as he could reach, and he caught that ball, and Clemente is retired. There was some play. Bobby Richardson, the little second baseman, went out there across the foul line and grabbed that ball. And Clemente is out. They're two gone. Here now is Burgess.
The batter is the catcher.
Smokey has Burgess. Struck out, flied out, and a fielder's choice. He's 0 for 3. So Skinner, who started the inning being hit by a pitch, is still on first base with two gone now. Bottom of the seventh, Pirates lead 6-2. It'll be Bob Friend against Stengel's nominee, and he hasn't named him yet, in Game 2 tomorrow. Chuck and I certainly hope that you'll be tuned in for Game 2 right here at Forbes Field again. Here's the pitch. Smokey takes a strike on the outside corner just under the belt. 0-1. Flagpole is in left center field, just in front of the 457 side. And out between the flagpole and the big light standard in left center field is the batting cage. One strike on Burgess. Skinner at first, two gone. Smokey chops one out towards second base. Bobby Richardson in, has it on a high hop. Flips to Scourin in time, and the Pirates are retired in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits. A hit batter and one man left on. And at the end of seven innings of play, it's still the Pittsburgh Pirates 6, the New York Yankees 2.
Where'd you get that hat, Sonny boy?
What do you mean? I'm the fire chief. Say, isn't this the car showroom that's on fire?
Not the showroom, chief. The customers. They're on fire with desire for GM's new special-sized car, the new Buick Special. It gives you the best of both worlds. Big car luxury and small car economy.
Buick Special. That's my car.
See, it's smaller than big, yet bigger than small. It's your car.
Special size is the best size of all. It's my car.
For economical luxury, set your goal for.
We're sliding down that firehouse hole for.
Gentlemen's car, you'll find your new car at the end. Cause there's more to choose from. Value and choice for me and.
I gotta go.
Wait, what color shall we order your Buick Special in?
Red. What else?
We pause now 30 seconds for station identification.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label. With the yellow label.
Genuine Saratoga Vichy scores high in taste and purity, refreshing by itself, and a perfect mixer in your favorite drink. Remember, Saratoga Vichy comes only in a bottle, the green bottle with the yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Going into the eighth inning of the ball game, Hector Lopez leading off for the Yankees. He's gone 0 for 3. Here's Law delivering a strike right around the knees. Gino Cimoli is now in left field, replacing Bob Skinner. There's strike two. Nothing and two, the count on Hector Lopez. Here's the windup by Vernon Law. The pitch to Hector. A curve. He tried to make him chase a breaking ball. It was about a foot outside, and Lopez started to nimble, but he held up. Ball one and strike two. Cimoli replacing Skinner, and I imagine Bob is in the Pirate clubhouse applying some ice to where Dern nicked him with a fastball in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. A line drive. A base hit to right field by Hector Lopez, leading off the New York eighth inning. Hit a line drive to right field. A base hit. That is hit number 9 off the pitching of Vernon Law and brings up the right fielder, Roger Maris. Maris homered in the first, singled in the fourth, and hit a foul ball to Stewart in the fifth. Maris came to the Yankees from Kansas City on December the 11th of last year, along with Joe DiMaestri and Ken Hadley. Here is a ball inside. In the deal that sent Don Larson, Marv Thronberry, Norm Seaburn, and Hank Bauer to the A's. Line to the stretch. Man on first base. Here's the pitch. Up under his arms, a ball, 2-0. Ironically, Maris could be starting for Pittsburgh today in this game instead of the Yankees. That is, if a rumored deal during last winter's interleague trading period had been consummated. Here's the pitch. Swing and a very high foul ball. Out of play. It's going to go up near the roof on the first base side. Kansas City is said to have offered Maris to the Pirates in exchange for Groat. But the general manager of the Pirates, Joel Brown, nixed the deal at the last moment. And then, short time later, Roger came to the Yankees. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a high foul ball back behind the plate, out of play, 2-2. Roy Face and Fred Green, a right-hander and a southpaw, working in the Pirate bullpen down here in right field. Hector Lopez on first. There's nobody out here in the top of the eighth. The Pirates lead 6-2. They have been in front ever since the bottom of the first when they scored three times. Again, the stretch. Law fires 2-2, and Maris cracks one into left field for a base hit. Here's Simoli, and he's going to play it on the second half. Hector Lopez goes into second base and holds up there. Roger Maris gets his third hit in four times up in this ballgame with a line single to left field. Hit number 10 off the pitching of Vernon Law, and for the first time in the ballgame, Pirate manager Danny Murtaugh is going to the mound. The fighting little Irishman from Chester, Pennsylvania, is calling time. Captain Dick Groat, catcher Smokey Burgess, Law, and Murtaugh are out there discussing the situation right now. Well, Chuck, if this ball game is any indication of things to come through the rest of the series, we're gonna have plenty to talk about.
I would say so, Jack. It reminds me, reminiscent, of course, there have been so many great series, but not too many years ago, the Yankees and the then Brooklyn Dodgers used to tangle in World Series games that are reminiscent of this one, and it appears that Danny Murtaugh has made up his mind and has decided now that he will make a pitching change. And from out of that Pirate bullpen down the right field line comes a man who has done nothing but a tremendous job for Murtaugh and the Pirates in the Elroy Face.
There's the announcement on Face. Vernon Law is still on the mound, of course. He's waiting for Face to get there. Law pitched seven innings and to two batters in the eighth. He allowed two runs. He gave up 10 base hits. He struck out three, walked one, and threw one wild pitch. And listen to the hand they have for Vernon Law. Law getting a standing ovation from the Pirate fans behind the plate and over behind the first base dugout as he heads for the dugout. Down the steps he goes, and one of the first over to pat him on the back and say nice going is his pitching teammate, Harvey Haddix. Well, Elroy Face, considered by a lot of baseball men as the greatest little relief pitcher in baseball today, is on the mound. This season, Roy Face won 11 ball games and he lost 8 for Pittsburgh, but his real strength and his real value is in the number of games that he saved. And this year, for the pennant-winning Pirates, he saved 25 games for other pitchers who went on and got credit for the victories. So, Roy was responsible for 36 of Pittsburgh's 95 wins, which won the pennant for them. The first man he'll face will be the center fielder of the Yankees, Mickey Mantle. He's flat out walked and been called out on strikes. Face's best pitch is his forkball. He also has a slider. He at one time was in the Dodger organization and also in the Phillies organization. Little right-hander, stands 5'8", weighs 155 pounds, soaking wet. Lopez at second, Roger Maris on first, and Mantle swings at the forkball on the first pitch, and he hits one foul back to the screen. Strike one. Pirates lead 6-2. The Yankees threaten in their half of the eighth. Lanky Fred Green, a left-hander, continuing to throw in the right field bullpen in case Roy Face has trouble here. Elroy looks in, gets a sign from Burgess. Mantle, powerfully built,
A number seven on his back. Here's the pitch. There's a fork ball, and it's outside. 1-1. Smokey Burgess turns around, has a word to say to Dusty Bogus, the plate umpire. Lopez singled to right field to open the inning, and then Maris hit a shot to left field, so they both hit to the opposite field. 1-1 pitch. Mantle swings and lifts one foul out of play off to the left in the upper deck. A ball and two strikes on Mickey Mantle. The official scorers are Edgar Munzel of Chicago, Joe Trimble of New York, and Jack Hernan of Pittsburgh. They're over here to our right, along with hundreds of newspaper men from all over the world. A ball and two strikes on Mickey with Yankee runners at first and second and nobody out. They've said many things about Face. They've called him sensational, amazing, fantastic. Here's a strike call. He struck him out on the football. Mantle looked at it, and he called out on strikes for the second straight time. And there's one of the reasons why they call Elroy Face unbelievable or fantastic or sensational or what have you. That fork ball he threw Mantle dropped the foot, and Mickey stood there with a bat on the shoulder. It looked, Chuck, like he wanted to pull the trigger, but he couldn't.
That's the kind of a pitch that they say just falls off the table, Jack. Boy, what a pitch.
Here's Yogi now. He has singled. He's flied deep to center, and he's popped up to left. He's 1-for-3. So the Yankees have runners on first and second with one out now in the eighth inning. Little Elroy Face delivers a ball. It's low and outside to Yogi. Ball one. Sun still shining brilliantly here in Pittsburgh. It's been out all day. Cool breeze blowing from the right field corner toward the left field corner. 1-0 on the Yogi man. Here's a fork ball. It's over the plate but low. And it's 2-0. Just missed by a whisker. Smokey Burgess calls time. He says, I want to go talk to my hurler. So he's taking that walk out to the mound. Face is a carpenter in Pittsburgh during the offseason. And if you want to really get corny, you can say that he has nailed down many victories this year for these Bucks. 2-0 the count on Yogi Berra. Moose Garin waiting in the on-deck circle off here to the left. Face ready to fire. Lopez leads at second. Maris away from first. Here's the shortstop, Grote, cutting in behind. The pitch is made. It's not going to count. Time had been called. Grote cut in behind Lopez and slipped and almost fell down trying to get back to his position. And that pitch came in, and it looked like a perfect pitch, but of course it doesn't count. Time had been called. It is still 2-0 on Yogi Berra. Again, Face fires. Swinging a fly ball, short right field. Here's the right fielder, Clemente, coming on. He's getting under the ball while on the run. He makes the catch, and the runners hold at first and second base. Two gone. And Face has done exactly what Danny Murtaugh asked him to do. He came in and struck out Mantle. He just got Berra on a pop fly. And now he's going to work on the hard-hitting Yankee first baseman, Bill Scourin, who's had 2-for-3. Here's Murtaugh calling time. He's trotting to the mound again. Danny goes out there to talk to Face and also to Smokey Burgess to just check and double check that they know how to pitch Scourin. Evidently, there aren't too many pitchers around who can do it successfully and very often, because the Moose hit 309, was the only 300 Yankee hitter all year. Scourin, a right-handed batter, steps in now with two on and two out on the top of the eighth. Pittsburgh 6, the Yankees 2. Face trying to wiggle out of it. Scourin trying to put the heat on. He checks his swing, and then he followed through, breaking the wrist on a fork ball that was down around the knees. The reason Scourin tried to hold up on that is that the pitch did the same thing that the fork ball the Mantle did a little bit earlier. It dropped about a foot. One strike on Big Bill Scourin. Here's the pitch. There's another fork ball. He swung and missed. Strike two. Well, he may be small in size, that Face, but what determination. His heart's as big as his body. Two strikes on Scourin. Two on and two out on the Yankee eight. The ball game at Forbes Field, game one of the 1960 series. Face ready again. He's got two strikes on him. Here's a fork ball inside. Just missed the corner, up around the letters. Ball one and strike two. Face was in 68 games during the regular season. and he finished 61 of those. 1-2 pitch on the way. A chopper foul past third down into the box seats. There's a scramble for a souvenir. There have been several pretty good tussles in the stands for those foul balls. One of the first ones that went into the crowd today was picked off by the traveling secretary, the Chicago Cubs, Don Beeble, a former catcher. And he displayed proof that he can still grab those pop-ups. 1-2 the count. Scarron waving that bat around. Runners at first and second, two gone. Face all set into the stretch. They glance back. And here's the pitch to Scarron. Struck him out. He got him. He struck him out on a slider, and it retires the side. And what a hand Elroy Face gets as he walks off the mound. In the inning, no runs and two hits. And those two men are left on base. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning with the Bucks coming to bat. They still lead. Pittsburgh 6, the Yankees 2.
Value and choice from GM.
For 61, it's the hot newcomer from Pontiac, the Pontiac Tempest. America's first front-engine rear transmission car. Priced with the compacts, Tempest gives you a winning 130 horsepower from just four gas-saving cylinders. See Pontiac's new 1961 Tempest at your quality Pontiac dealers.
See the Tempest at your Pontiac dealer November the 3rd. Total net receipts today, $233,000, or $233,260.24. Elroy Face has just demonstrated to the Yankees in the top of this inning what they've been hearing about all season long. Of course, they haven't had a chance to see Face until today, and now, after batting against him in the top of the eighth, they wish they'd never seen him. Don Hope leads off in the bottom of the eighth inning for Pittsburgh. He'll be followed by Mazeroski and then Face. Ryan Duren has finished his warm-up shots, and here we go with Hope leading off. He's grounded out, he's walked, and he's flied out. Pittsburgh leads 6-2. We're going into the last half of the eighth inning at Forbes Field. Don Hope, hard driving third baseman of the Pirates, another great leader. He was the acting captain in the absence of Grote, whose wrist was fractured on a Lou Burdette pitch in the first week of September. Here's the windup on the pitch by Duren. It's a ball inside at the knees. 1-0. 1-0 on Hoke. Lopez in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right, playing him straight away. Hoke, a native of Roulette, Pennsylvania, not far from Pittsburgh. Pitched to Don on the way. Almost hit him in the arm. He had to jump out of the way like a fish coming out of the water. Boy, he really rocked back and twisted and turned and got out of the way in a hurry of that Duren fastball. 2-0. Ball, 2-0 strikes. Hoke suffered an injury to his foot a couple of months ago, getting out of a swimming pool, but he continued to play. Here's the pitch. It's a ball. It's wide this time. 3-0 on Don. Danny Murtaugh had indicated before the series got started that he would platoon only in two positions, left field with Skinner and Cimoli alternating, and behind the plate with Burgess and Hal Smith alternating. Here's the 3-0 pitch to third baseman Don Hope. Strike on the outside corner at the belt. 3-1. Well, just a year ago, the Pirates finished fourth in the National League as the Dodgers won it, and the Yankees were third behind the White Sox and Cleveland. 12 months has made a big difference to both these clubs. 3-1 on Don Hoke. The pitch by Ryan Duren. A check swing and a ball that's outside. He held up and it's ball four. Hoke gets his second walk of the ball game. And the third pass issued by the Yankee pitchers. Here's Mazeroski, who has struck out, singled, and hit a two-run homer. He's driven in two runs. He has scored two runs. The bottom of the eighth, Pirates out in front, 6-2. Gil McDougal walking around over here at third. Now he comes in a step or two. Here's the stretch by Duren. And the pitch to Mazeroski. A strike on the inside corner right around the belt. 0-1. Ryan Duren, fourth Yankee pitcher used. Dittmar started, got KO'd in the first inning. Coates went 3 2/3. Duke Moss worked two innings. This is Duren's second inning in relief. One strike on Maz. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. A strike called. Outside corner with it. And it's 0-2. Two strikes the count. Pittsburgh this year won 95 ball games. Last year, the Dodgers won the flag in the National League with 88 victories. That's the lowest figure for a pennant winner in National League history a year ago. Here's the stretch by Duren. 0-2 pitch to Mazeroski. A swing and a pop foul off here to the right. Scourin moves into the coach's box, down the line a little bit, under the ball, makes the catch, foul. And there's one out. Mazeroski fouling to Scourin. Now it brings up Roy Face, and he'll get another great hand for the job he did in the top of this inning against New York hitting. Here's Elroy coming out. It's the Pirates 6 and the Yankees 2 in the bottom of the 8th. Scourin moves into the edge of the mound to talk to Ryan Duren. Face is not a bad hitter. He was up 17 times this year and had 7 hits, a batting average of .412. There goes Hoke. The pitch is swung on and fouled into the upper deck on the third base side. One strike. Hit and run was on, and Face fouled one upstairs. Hoke on first, one out. Pirates leading 6-2 in the 8th. Jack Quinlan with Chuck Thompson reporting from Forbes Field, the home of the Fighting Pirates. First time they've been in a series since 1927. The opponents, same ones, the Yankees. One strike on Elroy. He chokes up on the bat handle about an inch. Batting left-handed against Ryan Duren. Here's the pitch he's going to pitch out. He was going to bunt, and Barra called for a pitch out. They thought that Hoke might be going again, but he wasn't. He was hanging right on at first. One and one on Face. Burden, the on-deck man for the Pirates. Left fielder Lopez is playing very shallow. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. He's going to bunt. He pushes the bat right through it. The throw to second base in time to Kubek. Hoke is out on a missed bunt attempt by Elroy Face. He pushed the bat right through the pitch, and Barra fired to Kubek to nail down Hoke. So they're two out. And the count on Face. Is 1-2. Ryan Duren looks in. Now he's winding with the bases empty. Two gone here. The pitch on the way, way outside. Two balls and two strikes. Yankees scored a run on the first on Maris's home run in his first time at bat in a series. And the Pirates roared back for three in the bottom of the inning, and Pittsburgh has been in the lead ever since. It is 6-2 in the bottom of the 8th. Two out and nobody on. Here's the pitch to Face on the way. Swinging a foul up on the net. And the count remains. Ball two and strike two. They have many favorites around Forbes Field, and Face, of course, is one of the big ones because of his tremendous clutch pitching. Yankees got a great sample of it in the top of the inning when he came on with two men on base, nobody out, struck out Mantle, made Barra pop up and struck out Scourin. 2-2 pitch to Elroy on the way. He cuts on one, hits a slow hopper back to Duren on the mound. He's going to throw him out. The flip over to Scourin, and it retires the side. In the bottom of the 8th for the Pirates, no runs, no hits. Nobody left on base, and after 8 complete innings of play at Forbes Field, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates 6, the New York Yankees 2.
Bonjour. I wish to buy a car who will look, how does one say, dashing, elegant.
You mean the 61 Buick with the clean look of action.
How well you express it.
Yes, sir. It's as fine, as new as you can go, with a new gas-saving turbine transmission. The Buick makes a great impression on the lady.
She is my car.
It's got a new Wildcat engine, control arm suspension, your car.
The Octotriumph will stand at attention, my car.
Buick's beautiful styling and quiet power.
We'll give them an eyeful at the Eiffel Tower.
Chances are you'll find your new car at GM. Cause there's more to choose from. Now you might choice from GM.
I suppose you'll want to drive your new Buick away right now?
We may see. I have a few friends who are waiting outside.
We go to the ninth inning with the Yankees coming to bat. It'll be Gil McDougald, Bobby Richardson, and a pinch hitter for Ryan Duren. It's now or never for New York in game one here as the Pirates lead by a 6-2 score. McDougald has been up twice, fouled out and grounded out. Gino Cimoli in left, Bill Verdon in center, Roberto Clemente in right. Hoke, Grote, Mazeroski, Stewart around the infield. Face on the mound in relief of Law. And Smokey Burgess behind the plate. Here's the windup, and Face's first pitch. McDougal takes a strike, a slider that hit the outside corner under the belt. 0-1. Face winding. 0-1 to McDougal on the way. Gil swings at that forkball, and he tipped it right into the glove of Burgess. Strike two. McDougal, the veteran of series play. Gil was born on one end of the country. San Francisco makes his home now in New Jersey. Here's the 0-2 pitch. A ball outside, just off the corner to a right-handed batter, 1-2. 6-2 Pirates. We're in the ninth inning, New York at bat. Roy Face winding. 1-2 pitch. Forkball, it's low. Two balls and two strikes. Face actually learned this forkball from Joe Page, the ex-Yankee fireman. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive, right center field, might be extra bases. Here's Clemente over, cuts it off in a hurry, and McDougal's held to a single. A long single into right center field, a clothesliner hung out there by McDougal to open up the ninth inning for the Yankees, and that is hit number one off Face and hit number 11 by the Bombers. Here's Bobby Richardson now. So McDougal brings Yankee hopes alive here to start off the ninth inning with a clothesliner to right center field, a base hit. Richardson is 0-3. Here's the pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Elston Howard has grabbed a bat. He's down here in the on-deck circle. He'll hit for Duren. Face looks in, gets the sign. McDougald on first. Pitch to Richardson. A chopper to Mazeroski. Might get two. He goes to Grote for one. The flip back. Not in time. No double play. McDougald is forced at second base. Mazeroski to Grote. Richardson beat the relay back to Stewart in plenty of time. So Bobby's on first with one gone, and now here is Elston Howard.
For New York, number 32, Elston
Howard hit 245 for the Yankees this year. Six homers and 39 runs driven in.
Howard.
Man on first and one gone. The ninth inning at Forbes Field. And again, Danny Murtaugh has made a trip to the mound. Going to talk with Face and catcher Smokey Burgess, making sure that they have the right book on Elston Howard as a hitter. Big, strong fella, right-handed swinger. Here's Danny trotting back to the dugout. Elston Howard, right-handed batter. Bobby Richardson on first and one gone on the ninth. Swing and a miss. And a fastball that time. He pulled the trigger a little bit late. 0-1. Yes, sir. The last time these Pirates were in the Fall Classic was back in 1927. That's 3 years before Vernon Law and Dick Grote were even born.
Here's a curve low and outside. 1-1. Law worked 7 innings and was taken out after giving up back-to-back singles to Lopez and Maris in the top of the 8th. 1-1 on Howard. Pitch to Elston. Swinging a fly ball right field. Curving. Well hit. Back goes the right fielder. He's not going to get it. It is over the screen in the lower deck, a home run. Elston Howard with a 2-run pinch homer into the right field lower seats over that screen. And it's now a 6-4 ball game in favor of the Pirates as Elston Howard gets off the bench with a heavy bat and hit a fly ball over the right field screen into the lower deck. Runs number 1 and 2 and hit number 2 off Roy Face, and the Yankees have tightened things up here in the 9th inning. That's their 12th hit and their 2nd home run. Here's the top of the batting order, Tony Kubek. Well, when that ball disappeared into the crowd in right field, there was a hush. Of course, when the scene moves to New York, and if that happens, there'll be fireworks. But the partisan Pirate crowd just sat back and didn't have a whole lot to say as that ball disappeared off the bat of Elston Howard. Here's Kubek now, left-handed batter. He's 2-for-4. Face fires right in there at the belt. Strike one called. Elston Howard got off that bench with instructions from Stengel to pop one out, and he did it. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high foul ball back here out of play off to the left. Into the upper deck. 2 strikes on Kubek. Hector Lopez on deck.
Howard's home run was his 4th World Series play. His 4th World Series home run.
That was the 4th World Series home run for Elston Howard. The Pirate bullpen is busy. Left-hander Fred Green and right-hander Clem Labine warming up. 2 runs in, 1 out. The ball game, 6-4, Pittsburgh leads. The windup by Face. Here's the pitch to Kubek. Ground foul into the dugout. It almost hit Casey at third base. He's up on the top step, leaning forward, and that ball hit off the bat of Kubek, almost drilled to the Yankee manager. Members of the Yankee bullpen out here in left field are all on their feet watching the action. Here's Face winding. 0-2 pitch to Kubek. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, out over second base, a base hit. Face came close to knocking that ball down, but he failed to touch it, and the ball shot by him out over second base into center field for the 13th hit by the Yankees today, and that is the 3rd off Face. The Yankees come fighting back here in the 9th inning on a single, a home run, and another single. And up at the plate now steps the tying run, Hector Lopez. He's had 1-for-4, an 8th inning single. 6-4, Pirates lead, a man on first and only 1 out. Lopez swings and fouls one into the upper deck off here to the right, 1 strike. Well, the Yankees scored a run in the 1st, a run in the 4th, and here in the 9th inning, when it looked fairly dismal for them, they have come fighting back with 2 runs, and there's only 1 out with a man on. Louis Arroyo, a little left-hander, starting to loosen up in the New York bullpen. He is an ex-Pirate. 1 strike on Hector Lopez. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to 2nd. Maz has it. Goes to Groden. 1. Relay to 4. Double play. It's all over. Hector Lopez hit into a double play. Mazeroski to Groden to Stewart to retire the Yankees in the 9th inning. And the Pirates have won the 1st game of the series by a 6-4 score. And here in the 9th, the Yankees had 2 runs on 3 hits. Nobody left on base. And what a series opener this one has been. We'll be back with a summary and a recap of the ball game in just a moment. But again, the final score, the Pittsburgh Pirates 6, the New York Yankees 4.
Value and joy from GM.
Now, for 1961, the magnificent new Cadillac, world's most distinguished motor car. A car of matchless performance sculpted in a new trimness and crispness of line and silhouette. Cadillac for 1961. A new inspiration for the motoring world. Thrill to the new 61 Cadillac at your quality Cadillac dealers.
Just out, the brilliant new Cadillac. See them today. Now let's pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label. With the
Enjoy genuine Saratoga Vichy, the great mixture that makes every drink taste better. Only Saratoga Vichy has that extra lively, extra dry tang. Always look for the green bottle with a yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
WGY, WGFM, the General Electric Station, Schenectady.
The totals in the ballgame today, won by the Pirates by a score of 6-4. Pittsburgh had 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Pirates left 6 men on base. The Yankees had 4 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors, 7 men left on. The winning pitcher, Vernon Law, his record now 1-0 in the series. The loser, the starter, Art Dittmar for New York, his record now nothing and 1. And the time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 29 minutes. Well, Chuck Thompson, we saw home runs, we saw base stealing, we saw tremendous fielding, a couple of superlative plays by both teams defensively. We saw great base running. We saw just about everything a series opener could have, and if this sets the pattern for the remainder of the 64 Classic, we're in for some more very enjoyable afternoons. It was a beauty, especially for these rabid Pirate fans here at Forbes Field. Certainly, it goes without saying, Jack, that the capacity crowd here at Forbes Field this afternoon, for the most part, will make their way home in a very happy frame of mind, and as you mentioned, all of the many factors that occurred in this ball game, and we saw just about a little bit of everything. And the only other thing that we might have mentioned, Jack, that I also thought was apparent in this ball game was some pretty fine managing. Particularly, I thought Danny Murtaugh, in that crucial eighth inning, or what might have been a very crucial eighth inning, immediately made the move to get Law out of the ball game and bring Elroy face in. The game got off to a flying start, with Kubek opening the ball game with a single off the bag at third. But then Vernon Law got Lopez to hit into a double play from Mazeroski, who tagged Kubek coming down and over the first baseman, Stewart. And there were two down in the Yankee half of the first inning, and things settled down for the Forbes Field fans, only to have Roger Maris light the fuse. He ripped one into the upper deck in right field, and the Yankees led the ballgame 1-0. Law then got Mantle to fly out to center field, and at the end of the very first half inning of the first game of the series, it was Yankees 1, Pirates nothing. Pirates, however, came whirling back on their half of the first inning as Verdon drew a walk from the Yankee starter, Art Dittmar. And on Dittmar's very first pitch to Dick Grohl, the second batter up, Verdon was running, and he moved into second base. Berra's throw to second went right on through into center field, and Verdon coasted right along to third base. Berra was charged with the error. Grohl then promptly singled into right field, and just that quickly, the Pirates had tied the ball game. They kept up their full steam as Skinner followed Grote's double with a single to center field to drive in Grote with the second run of the afternoon. After Dick Stewart lined out to the right fielder, Bob Clementi banged another single through the middle, and that scored Skinner with the Pirates' third run. And at the end of the first inning of play, it was Pirates 3 and the Yankees 1, and the Pirates were never headed thereafter. The Yankees picked up one run in the fourth inning when leadoff hitter Maris singled into center field, took second on the walk to Mantle. And then we had a little bit of that Pirate defense come on. Yogi Berra hit a tremendous cloud deep to the wall in right center field at Forbes Field. Clementi and Verdon both got there. They were both there facing the wall, and it was impossible to say which of the two had caught the ball until they turned around again. And Bill Verdon, that excellent Pirate center fielder, made one of the outstanding catches of the game, certainly the catch, to rob Berra of what could have been a triple. So then we have the first out, and it was followed then by Scour and single to left field to check in the Yankees' second run. The Yankees, however, never threatened again against Vernon Law until in the eighth inning, when Lopez opened with a single to right field. Roger Maris followed it with a single to left field, incidentally the third hit of the day for Roger Maris. And then Danny Murtaugh made the move. He went to the mound and took Law out of the ballgame and came on with a man who has done the stunning job for Pittsburgh over the past couple of years, Elroy Face, and he did exactly what Murtaugh wanted him to do. He struck out Mickey Mantle on a fork ball that dropped at least a foot, a beautiful breaking pitch. Mantle, without a comment, went to the dugout. Then Face got Berra on the fly ball to right, and then he struck out Scourin to end the inning, and that stopped the Yankee threat. Meantime, the Pirates picked up two more runs in the fourth inning on a two-run home run by Bill Mazeroski, and they got their sixth run in the sixth inning as Mazeroski singled, took second on the sacrifice, and scored in Verdon's double. The Yankees, however, with that explosive power, came on again in this ninth inning. And it looked as though things were going to get a little bit rough for the Pittsburgh Pirates. In the ninth inning, the leadoff hitter McDougal singled down the alley in right center, and only fine Pittsburgh defense on the part of the speedy right fielder Clementi held him to a single. Then, however, Richardson forced Vic Dugal at second base for the first out of the inning, and then Casey Stengel went to the bench again and brought out Elston Howard as a pinch hitter, and Howard hit one over the screen into the lower deck in right field, a two-run home run, and the Yankees had things going because it was immediately followed by Kubek's single to right to center field. But then Elroy Face, the fine competitor that he is, rallied and got Lopez to hit into a double play that ended the ball game, and the Pirates win the first one over the Yankees 6-4. Again, the totals, the Yankees, the Pirates, 6 runs on 8 hits with no errors and 6 men left. And the New York Yankees, 4 runs, 13 hits. They committed 2 errors today and left 7 men on. The winning pitcher is the Pirates starter, Vernon Law. And the losing pitcher will be the Yankee starter, Art Dittmar. Jack, it was a tremendous ball game.
Chuck, we might also throw in here the fact that this stopped a New York Yankee winning streak. They had finished the campaign with 15 straight victories, and they were beaten today. Some baseball men had figured that if the Yankees came in here and took the first game of the series and kept that momentum going, why, they might blow the whole series wide open and sweep right through. But they were stopped today, Law and Face and the Pirate defense, and it goes into the books as a Pittsburgh victory, 6-4. It was a beauty, as you say.
Jack, the New York Yankees say they will announce their starting pitcher after the ball game today. Danny Murtaugh is already on record. He says tomorrow's game will be pitched by Bob the Friend. So that is the story. We, this afternoon, certainly want to thank our engineer, Harry Alexander, our producer, Lenny Dillon. And now, on behalf of your host, the General Motors Corporation and the Gillette Safety Razor Company, this is Chuck Thompson along with Jack Quinlan saying so long from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.